Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Stand up, all fat men, stand up straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, 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 don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell. We're like, yeah. Like that.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy?
I don't care. I don't give it. I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I cared about you? No, you're just smart enough and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Paul and Andy have just got back from Bill Belichick's press conference, and not that anything was revealed that, you know, we didn't think would be revealed, but there was some interesting things that came out of that we want to get right into. Obviously, this is PFW in Progress. You know that. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. You know, the NFL world is buzzing because of the move that the Patriots and the Vikings made yesterday, or the night before, actually. It's big news. You don't usually see a trade of this magnitude during the season. Randy Moss, now a Viking, no longer a Patriot. Patriots received a third round pick and also given up a seventh round pick in 2012. But, you know, we're getting all the reaction from everybody. We're going to try to get as many phone calls in and as emails in. But guys, again, you just came back from Bill Belichick's press conference, which wasn't scheduled up until today. It was sort of a last minute thing that the Patriots decided to do.
Yeah.
Any reason why you think Bill wanted to get up to the podium today?
I had the answers
to about 10 questions.
Yeah.
Except for that.
That wasn't one of them.
But originally it wasn't scheduled, and now it was. And
usually, I think it was more that the media probably pestered the Patriots PR department. Now, I don't know that to be the fact. I'm just speculating. Late last night, we got an update of our bye week access, because that's what's throwing a monkey wrench here, is we don't have our normal access this week.
Right.
So we will have open locker room following this show at 2 o'clock, which is the first time we've gotten a chance to be in the locker room since the game Monday night.
Right.
Because the players have been off until today. So Belichick's press conference wasn't scheduled. This morning, they made an amendment to that, and they did make him available for 10 minutes. And they stuck pretty close to that.
I'm not sure it reached that.
I think he was a minute or two late getting in. So it may
just
not
under
have reached.
Seven, I believe.
Yeah.
According to my reporter.
The Patriots have practice quickly, so Bill had to get in and out. I thought he was pretty interesting. And now, obviously, we knew he wasn't going to get into all the nuts and bolts as to the why. He said several times that he has not had any incident in the past 4 years with Randy Moss. They've had many, many conversations. He characterized them all as honest, open, and forthright. And he said when he talked to him on Monday morning, He put him in the same category as all of the other conversations he had. And those are the adjectives that he used, honest, open, and forthright. He said he was asked specifically about that plane incident that the Boston Herald, I guess, reported, and the Troy Brown on Comcast Sportsnet had said that there was an incident. He called it absolutely not true, quote, absolutely not true, total fabrication. I've never had an incident with Randy, not in the 4 years that he's been
there.
That's
the answer. That's why he wanted to get out there, because I think he wanted to get that out there, that he hasn't, you know, there's been a lot of...
He wanted to get off of that podium as fast as he could.
Well, no,
I don't think he wanted to get out
there. He didn't want to answer any more questions. He wanted to get out what he wanted to get out and then be done with it, which is to answer all these things that have come out since the trade.
Well, if he wanted to say that, if that's why he wanted a press conference, he would have said it in his open.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't. He waited until he was asked about it.
Well, I think he, I hear what you're saying, but I think he wanted it to seem like it was a natural thing.
So he was, I thought it was pretty good. And what I thought was one of the most interesting things that he said, Andy and I both agreed. You know, there was a question about how this offense was going to survive, basically, without Randy Moss. Same thing that we spent an hour and 45 minutes talking about yesterday. And he said, you know, we have a lot of players in the team, do the best we can. We have a lot of offensive players, obviously. And then he finished it up by saying that I wanted to try to get it word for word here, but do you have
We've
any?
We've won more games than any other team in the last decade. Hopefully we can keep doing that.
Okay.
I like it.
And I thought that was a very atypical Bill comment, who very rarely toots his own horn and that of his team, and certainly not in the past. What's, you know, that doesn't matter, is what he says all the time. What happened the last time we played Buffalo, how many times have you heard that?
Right.
Doesn't matter in this game. So I thought that was a very telling comment. In other words, I think he was trying to say, I've done this a time or two. Bear with me. We know what we're doing.
I think so.
To be fair, the rest of the press conference flew in the face of everything we talked about yesterday. There was not... this, according to Bill, there was not this laundry list of incidents that were building, getting worse, becoming more of a detriment to the team.
Right.
Not once in 4 years. Never had a problem, he said.
Right.
So I took that as, if I'm taking Bill at his word, and these open conversations that he took place, truthful, honest, open conversations with Randy Moss, Randy said, I need X, Y, and Z, whatever it is, or, basically. Like, there was some sort of threat, some sort of belief that down the road it would change, which flies in the face of what we surmised yesterday. We assumed there were these incidents and it just reached a breaking point. Bill says that's not the case.
Well, I think we also said yesterday that this was something that they saw coming and they just wanted to let's get it done now.
Saw coming, but didn't see coming, because there's been nothing before it. If you take Bill at his word, not one incident in 4 years.
Yeah, I asked him. Just the time frame, you know, like when it, was this something that just came up now, or is it something that's been in the works for a while? And he went back to, I'm going to keep the conversations between Randy and myself private. And I mean, I totally understand that. I nodded my head a lot when he as he was answering.
But he sort of answered that in his statement yesterday when he said, in the conversations we've had, going back, he didn't say what the conversation, but there's conversations of this topic.
It was
Randy
vague.
Moss,
yeah, it was vague. I know.
And
you're
a
right.
trade. That was brought up
I'm sure either Moss or his agent had to have thrown that out there over time.
Well, Moss threw it out there in February.
Yeah.
He threw it out. That was the first talk of last year as a Patriot,
but
the Heath Evans charity
softball. But I think the bottom
game.
Line is, whether or not there were incidents in the past, or they thought that there were incidents going forward, this was not about money. This was not about, we want to change our offense. You know, because the offense doesn't get better by getting rid of Randy Moss, you know. Because
he said, I just wanted to, he definitely said, we'll try, we'll work hard. You know, all things that are, okay, that's great in theory. There was no inference that we will be better because we can spread the ball around
this
more.
This isn't about those things. This is about Randy Moss's place on this team in the locker room. That's what this is all about, and what
in the future, not the past.
Of course, it's in the future
because yeah. No. But
it's
my
what
point
they
is,
think might happen,
has,
not what has
exactly.
happened.
Exactly,
there is no problem yet.
But whether they think it might happen or if those other things are true, it you know I tend to agree with Paul. I think what they think might happen as a result of not giving him a contract
Andy's
and you know
said the same thing. Yeah,
that's why this move was made.
Right. But I'm just saying that flies in the face of what we said yesterday. We kind of theorized that
there were some incidents and something may have blown up on Monday.
That's
not the case. To be the final straw.
Bill said he's never had a problem with him, and that might be true. That doesn't mean he didn't have an argument with Bill O'Brien.
Right, and he was asked about that, Fred. He was asked about arguments with other people, and he said, I've said all I have to say about Randy.
Right.
You know, he didn't answer the question at all.
I'm sure.
I told you what I feel about Randy.
You know, probably that happened. But then again, Tom Brady's had arguments with Bill O'Brien.
Well, we also need to get to the bottom of that, whether it was, because if it's simply about some adjustments, Bill, if that's what Moss said, or
you don't make a trade over an argument
that
like
that. That happens all the time in locker rooms.
Right.
People get heated.
Right.
They ask for things. If it went beyond that, to whatever level, okay, that's an issue, but just yelling, how about some bleeping changes to the offense, is not an
You guys
issue.
Told me about something you heard.
Yeah, that's that's not from a media person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, I'm not really, that's total speculation.
And
I don't know if there's any validity to that.
Okay.
I told Fred something that a friend of a friend had emailed me, and I'm not comfortable sharing that.
I thought it was somebody in the media that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Your barber, you know.
No,
Gina's
no. Gina's
told you?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
It's not something that I would feel comfortable.
Okay, that's fair.
Out, you know, potentially libelous stuff.
He's trying to clean up the relationship that is by nodding to Bill when he gives him a answer.
Oh, I was nodding as intently as I could.
And you're trying to bring up garbage.
Good. That's a good point.
But, okay, so, but I'm sure that there has been, maybe not with Bill, but, you know, when Teddy Bruschi says, I've talked to guys and they were getting tired, I'm sure he's not just saying that.
No, you have two respected ex-players, Troy Brown and Teddy Bruschi, saying
something. And by the way, not all that far removed from the locker room.
Right.
That locker room with Randy Moss in it.
Yeah.
Both of them.
So I think the premise of what we believe to be true is still true. And this is about Randy Moss' attitude rather than Randy Moss the player or...
So you feel the same about the deal today, knowing what Bill just said and kind of changing the little landscape here, you feel the same?
Absolutely.
I don't.
And how was that?
I feel that it was just something they had to do.
I feel better. I mean, you know that I didn't have a real big problem with the trade yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I feel even better about it today.
Yeah.
See, I feel worse.
I don't feel any worse or better. I feel it was just something. It's sad.
And not because of what Bill said.
Go
I'm just feel the more time goes by, the more I'm comfortable.
Can I go on record right now before anyone tries to put anything in my mouth? I love.
I beg your pardon.
As Dvorkin delivers CBSC.
No, that's not what I was.
I love Randy Moss, the player.
I do too.
I think I am so happy for the time that he was here and what he gave the Patriots. And I think we as fans were lucky to have Randy Moss and this team over the last 3+ seasons. You know, we saw things that we would not see from anyone else.
So as he promised, by the way, on draft weekend when he said, I'm going to do things that you've never seen.
And he was right.
He was right.
And so we were fortunate as fans, and I'm not buying all this. You know, they didn't win any playoff. You know, they didn't win championships with him. You know, they probably should have. He was the one that caught the winning touchdown in the game. You know, I'm not buying all that. I would not go back and do
he
over.
Caught, I mean, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been the winning touchdown.
But it wasn't. He didn't say should. He said he was the one who caught the winning touchdown. No, he didn't.
In my mind, he did. All right. But
Fred blacked out the last 30 seconds of that game.
I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't trade that. I wouldn't go back. I have no problem with it.
But you're still happy to see him go.
I like Randy. I'm not.
I said I was okay with the trade. I didn't say I was happy to see him go.
How am I being an ass? I'm asking you the question. You just said you liked the trade.
No, I did not. I said it was something that they had to do.
I wish.
I am not happy that it happened.
But I
am not happy.
Why they had to do it then. I don't get that part.
Well, then you're not paying attention.
Okay, I thought
you just not
said
paying
it wasn't
attention.
About contract and there were no incidents.
So why would Bill do this?
I don't know exactly.
Okay.
My theory
he's just an idiot. He just trades away a Hall of Fame receiver for no reason.
So we just assume things are going to happen for the negative.
You are.
I am?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm the one who said I don't feel as good about the trade today. I thought it was something that their hand was a little bit forced.
So you,
I'm not sure it was forced.
You now think that this didn't have to happen.
I'm starting to think it may be closer to Seymour in that they just maximized the value with a pick.
Third round pick.
And that is why I don't feel as good about it today as I did yesterday.
And that's why what you're thinking can't be true, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
This had nothing to do with compensation.
Can I step in for a second?
Go ahead.
You would mention. No, and I do too. I believe Bill what he just said to us. But I also thought it was telling that when he was asked about other coaches that He answered by saying, "I told you how I feel about Randy." He didn't answer the question. That's number one. Number
but
two,
don't you think you could read that two ways?
But your own assumption, based on what Bill said, was that Randy probably forced his hand and said what he would do.
Yeah.
So wouldn't if he did that, you would say you wish he held on to him and rolled the dice?
A little.
Because I don't.
Because I think his job is to say, Randy, look, I know you're upset and I know what you want, but let's look at this logically. Convince him that if he does that, his NFL career ends this season. He just said in week one, this is my last year in New England, but I'm not retiring. I'll still be playing some football. I think if he kicks and screams and moans and is a total turd for the final 12 games of this year, his NFL career ends in 2010.
Yeah, but so does the Patriots season, though. Yes. You're also thinking about the other 52 guys.
I understand, but that's why I think there's some value in trying to get Randy to understand your career ends on January 2nd of this year if you ruin this season for yourself
team.
And for us.
I don't have time this year to do what might be needed to do to keep Randy Moss in line. I'm Bill Belichick talking here. I don't have the time to do that.
But can you
I don't have the veteran presence to depend on other people to do it. If he's gonna do what he says he's gonna do, I gotta take care
of
this.
And they can
right
win
now.
Without him. You know they can win without him.
I don't know that.
Yes, you do, because they've
won
without
games
him in
at
the
all?
Past.
Win games at all? Yes,
win,
they
win
can
and
win
be a
games.
Playoff team.
I'm not sure they can be.
You don't think they can be a playoff
team? I wasn't
team.
Sure they were a playoff team
right,
with
right.
Randy Moss.
No, and that's
I,
fair.
And I'm
and
not
that's
either.
Fair.
So now I think they're a lesser team.
Right, but
I agree. But
if they lose one game because they don't have Randy Moss, that may be the difference. Because I thought it was that close.
No, that's a
previous.
That's a fair point. And I'm not sure they're a playoff team either. I've
but if the Vikings beat the Jets and he has a good game, I chalked that up in one of the win column for the Patriots.
Well, not if he does the same thing 3 weeks later.
No, then that's different.
Because that's a game I have in the win column for the Patriots before this trade.
He's going to put on an
absolute
show.
Now I think that's a much tougher game
for the next month.
Sure.
Against the Jets, the Cowboys, the Packers, and the Patriots. To me, this may be the most motivated he'll ever be, by the way, also trying to get a contract. Combine the teams with the situation, the change of landscape, everything. I think he is going to put on an absolute show.
We talked
for the
a
next
lot
month.
About the comparisons between Randy Moss and Manny Ramirez and the way it ended in Boston. It's strikingly similar.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what Manny Ramirez did in the last 50 games or whatever he did that season in the 08 season for the Dodgers. I mean, that was historic stuff.
Right. I think I'm intrigued to see what happens with Randy Moss as a Boston over next month.
Me too.
I mean, he could literally catch, I think, 12 touchdown passes. I don't think that's ridiculous because he's a showman.
But can you imagine, though, if for whatever reason Favre doesn't look his way enough?
But he will.
Well,
Favre throws it up to Greg Lewis or some jack.
Bernard Berrien.
Right. He's going to throw it up to Moss and take chances.
There's no one that just likes to heave the ball 60 yards aimlessly more than Brett Favre does. Now he might get rewarded for it.
Right. He's going to put on a show. I don't like the trade as much today as I did yesterday.
Listen, I wish in a perfect world this trade didn't have to be made, but I believe enough in what Belichick has done to say that I feel like he felt like he had to make the trade.
Clearly. And there's no doubt he felt like he had to. But my question is, why couldn't he have tried? Am I wrong in saying that if Moss does what he may have threatened or Bill inferred, his career ends?
I think they've
he
been
doesn't get another chance
I think
anywhere.
They've been trying for the last four games.
And I also have, you know, that story that
Mike
Reese.
He's got three touchdowns. I know he's been a limited part of the offense, but he hasn't been a problem.
This has nothing to do with his ability.
But the story
I'm saying, even in a limited role, he hasn't been a problem, right?
No, I think they have been trying for the last four games. And again, this may not be confrontations with Bill Belichick, but I think they see what's coming. They have seen the signs. They've seen the erratic behavior.
But do you think it's a hard sell to sell him on? If you stay and you ruin it, you ruin yours as well as ours. You end.
What if you honestly feel that your offense is changing? That Randy Moss to us is as valuable as a decoy as he is our number one receiver, but you know in that role, Randy Moss is not going to be happy. See, I'm not discounting the whole decoy thing. I think he's as valuable when you don't throw to him as when you do. But Randy Moss doesn't feel that way.
But even that I could sell, I think, in, okay, Randy, you're a decoy now. But at some point, defenses will realize it, and they'll start to ease off you. And at that point, you become, for a three-week span, a playmaker again.
But he's thinking, in the meantime, you're hurting my contract for next year.
Yeah,
and we know that is on his mind.
That's the one part where I really think that Bill was being honest, but not necessarily telling you the whole story. I don't think Randy Moss kicked and screamed and said, you guys got to pay me. I don't think he did that. But I do think that he might have had his contract on his mind and watched and said, nine catches for 138 yards is not going to get me the contract that I need if going forward. I mean, let's face it. If he ends up with 40 catches for the season, what is he going to be worth?
And if he thinks
he's not even on pace for 40 catches right now.
And if he thinks that the Patriots don't respect him before, can you imagine if that happens more than a couple games in a row? I think Jackie McMullen had it right. I think her column hit it on the head. If there's any team that publicly went overboard to praise this guy and do what they had, it's been the Patriots.
Right.
You know, and if he thinks that team doesn't respect him.
But he sees respect in dollar signs. That's
whatever.
He sees respect.
I know, but now you're trying to sell him on something that doesn't include dollar signs for him. He ain't buying it. He's not going to buy it.
Okay.
And they knew that.
I just think the contract you could turn into a carrot rather than a concern.
That would be the alternative.
Yeah, but that would be dishonest because I don't think they would ever.
No, it's not here. Not from the Patriots.
The contract
in the future from somewhere else.
Okay.
Listen,
Randy,
you have two choices.
Those are your two choices.
You play out the season for us. You win some games.
Right.
Brady, you'll score some touchdowns, and you'll go elsewhere next year after a successful year, or you do your little act that you've done in the past. And your career ends because you'll be untouchable. You will be absolutely untouchable, blacklisted, gone from the game.
I agree.
Career ends. And that's,
those were your two choices, and they chose to not go down the road. I don't think that you're wrong, Andy, for saying that they could have done that. I personally have no problems that they didn't. I think that Randy has proven in the past, you know, logic be damned, I'm going to be every bit the problem I'm threatening to be. Now, and I also agree with Bill, again, I'm not saying there's stuff that we don't know about that Bill's lying about. I don't think that's the case. But I think it's very likely or logical to suggest that, you know, he said that we talked on Monday morning and they were the same open, honest, forthright conversations we've always had. Well, if Randy said, you're screwing up my contract, I don't have a chance to get my contract now because I'm not a big part of the offense.
Right.
That's not an incident.
I mean, the very fact that they had to talk,
to me, that's
not
the
an
door
incident.
That opens and
that's,
Bill
that's
explains
Bill saying,
to him. To me, that's where Bill explains, Randy, you're a smart guy. Let's think about this.
But what if he doesn't get the catches is my point. And Bill can't promise him the catches because that hurts the team.
Right.
See, I think Bill can promise
him
the touchdowns.
He can't.
How can he promise him the touchdowns? Because don't tell me he wouldn't at some point this year be the best option for this offense at times.
But that's not a promise.
I think
he
would be.
Had
he
made the catch the other day, he has 4 scores in 4 games.
I know.
That equals 16 over a 16-game
season. But in the last two games, he had 3 balls thrown in his direction? 4 balls.
But wait a minute.
4 balls thrown in his direction in 2 games.
So you think if he ended the year with 57 catches and 16 touchdowns, he wouldn't get a contract somewhere?
Yes, he would.
Had he caught the ball the other day, he's on a 16-touchdown pace.
But I'm not going to promise him that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying I'm saying you need to sell him on the idea that
I know, but
a good season gives him another contract.
I think Belichick respects
Moss
immensely.
Suggest that he would have ended up with 16 touchdowns.
I don't think he wants to do that kind of dog and pony show. I think he'd rather be straightforward and honest with him and say, you know what? Let's trade you.
But what would be dishonest about it? I don't see the dog and pony show.
You don't know what's going to happen with this team and this offense. And you don't know if he's going to get 57 catches and 16 touchdowns.
You guys clearly think less of his skills than I do. Because I still think he's the most skilled player on this
what
offense.
What if the offensive
it's not
line
about the
just
skills.
Breaks down?
It's
you
not
don't
about
know.
The skills here, though, Andy.
I understand that.
Do you think that it would be... Let's just say the last two games are what it was going to be more often than not. Maybe it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't. Okay? Do you think it's likely that he would have ended up with 14, 15 touchdowns?
I think he would have
getting
double
thrown to once and twice a game?
Well, I don't think
that's what happened the last two games.
I think there would be other games. I do. I think there'd be games where he'd blow up and have his 3 touchdowns.
But I think he was worried about it. I think he was worried about a diminishing role.
Minnesota. Pittsburgh, do they play Pittsburgh in the regular season? No.
Yes.
Oh, all great defenses.
Right. But not great corners necessarily.
Yeah, but I mean.
I have respect for Vontae Davis and Darrell Revis. I think he's faced some tough corners. So maybe I'm overvaluing his talent. I still think he's very talented and it would be have games where he would be a big part of the offense and produce.
I do too.
I don't think it's reached a point where, you know what, we got to squeeze what we can out of him as a decoy because he's done. I don't think he's done. I think he – I saw in training camp the same guy. I saw the catching ability. I saw the leaping ability. I saw the running ability.
But if every game – and this and they had 41-14 win, and now I'm required to meet with this guy because he only got one ball thrown his way. If I have to deal with that every time he doesn't like the game plan – I don't have time for that this year. And it's a bad influence on my other guys.
Okay. I just think you're going to lose games because of it.
Well, you might. You might.
And
I'm not, and again, I'm going back to what I originally said. This offense is not better because Randy Moss is gone.
Right.
That's a ridiculous thought.
So long term, you know, I know Bill does the short and long term. He has to look out for both. That's his job.
Yeah.
Can you sell that missing the playoffs is good for you?
But that's not the option right now. It could be. It could be the result. But you don't do that saying, I know we're going to miss the playoffs, but see you later, Randy. That's not.
Do I think Bill says I know? No. But I think he is under the awareness that his team is competitive. That's what his team is right now, competitive.
Yeah.
There's no assumptions of how good they can be.
Yeah.
And
there is a chance that, I mean, Troy Brown made a good point, and I'm not putting Terry Glenn in the same stature as Randy Moss. But Bill Belichick made the, you know, choice to just get rid of Terry Glenn. Mm-hmm. With basically, I don't even think they got they just got rid of him, right?
They traded him.
Did they trade? What'd they get for him?
Well, they suspended him at first.
Suspended him, and then
in 2001, they just suspended him. Yeah. They got nothing for him that year.
And Troy Brown said other guys stepped up. I stepped up. David Patton stepped up. And, you know, these guys were no names too, basically. Who says that can't happen?
Nobody.
You know? What you say can happen too. They could be a worse offense and not even make the play.
But I don't think they're going to be terrible.
I think the offense will be fine.
They're never going to win another game. I'm just saying you took, in my belief, the most talented receiver off your offense from an offense that many people believed had more pressure than ever to score 30 points a week. That it had to score 30 to win football games and be competitive.
That's the difference. And this is the one area that I agree with Andy on. The difference is in 2001, if you could find a way to get to 20, you won. You find a way to get to 20 right now, and all you're guaranteeing is that you'll be competitive in the game.
That is true.
And do we think, I mean, you brought up Terry Glenn. That was he was AWOL. He was off the reservation.
Oh, yeah.
He was bringing cell phones in his ear to practice.
Yep.
Are we going to say Moss? But Bill what knew I'm Moss. Saying
so it was great that. But my point is, it was great that Troy Brown and David Patton stepped up. And I have no doubt that someone that we don't really expect, Julian Edelman, may all of a sudden go from a complete afterthought over the first month of the season to being a viable contributor to the offense. That could happen. But
I guess my point would
they're
be
not, they're not going to score 45 points every night.
That's what I'm actually asking for. That's what I would have chosen in this scenario, the Terry Glenn situation. Because I don't think as much about that third round pick. Oh, I think it's nothing.
The third
so I would have gone
useless.
Down the Terry Glenn road at whatever point if Moss has a cell phone in his ear at practice, okay, I suspend him. I send him home. I do whatever because I think if I can squeeze the play out of him for another month or another six games or the whole season, I think my team benefits.
I mean, what if Bill Belichick, and he'd never admit this, but say, you know, as great as Randy Moss is and as better that he makes this offense, we have so many holes and we are so young. That it's like putting a 400 horsepower engine into a frame that just can't handle it. And, you know, with all the other stuff that I might have to deal with, it's just better off to get rid of it right now and continue to start building that frame. You know, maybe as good as Moss is, he doesn't think that he could take them to the promised land.
I guess I'm arguing this, like, I've read a lot of season ticket holders, people concerned about basically next week, you know, the next game I watch. Are they not going to be as good?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the side I'm arguing.
That's a concern.
But on the other hand, if they beat one of the best defenses in the league.
Well, Baltimore's not one of the best defenses in the league.
You don't think so?
God, no.
No.
Oh.
God, no. They have no secondary whatsoever. None.
Yeah, but they make up for it from the front seven. I mean, don't you think so? And Ed Reed's coming back, isn't he?
Not for that game.
He isn't?
He's on PUP.
Oh.
I love when you.
No, that's week six.
He's on PUP. That means he has to sit out 6 weeks.
Right. Wouldn't that be the Ravens game? No?
No.
Because this. Oh.
And then I don't even know if he's ready to come back
after that. Yeah, I don't know when he's ready, but he has to sit out 6 weeks.
I still put the Ravens up there, even without Ed Reed as one of the best
defenses. The Ravens are not the Ravens that
defenses.
You think of. They weren't last year, and they aren't this year defensively.
Well,
they're much improved offensively, and it's a very, very good football team. And I agree, if they put together a good, solid performance and go out and beat the Ravens, I think they're going to alleviate a lot of people's fears. And I don't dismiss that as out of hand. I think, much like I thought in the Miami game, I think it's a coin flip game that could go either way. You know, the Patriots are at home.
Yep.
That, I mean, I went with Miami because Miami was at home. So, you know, there's a lot can happen between now and next week. But right now, I'm giving the Patriots the edge in that game.
All right.
Even without Randy Moss. And I do not dismiss the impact that Randy Moss had on the offense.
You know what's funny? I just thought of last time we played the Ravens, it was the first game without Wes Welker. We didn't know what the offense was going to be.
That's right.
This will be the first game without Randy Moss. We don't know what the offense will be.
So you know what's going to happen is
Ray Rice will go 80 on the first play of the game.
No, they'll go out and score 58 irrelevant. Points, and everybody will say Wes Welker's more valuable to the offense than Randy Moss was. Right?
No. What did he catch? 4 touchdowns?
Depends of what Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski do, who weren't here last year.
I was just joking a little bit about the fact that the two best receivers.
So you want to hear a funny text that I got yesterday?
Sure.
On this
funny
topic? So it was from our old friend, Mr. Two Gender. He goes,
my God, Fred.
He goes, so is the rumor on the street true that Andy's being traded to Pittsburgh for a ridiculous 7th-round pick? And I said, no, Andy's worth more value than that. He's going to get a 5th and a 7th.
Yeah. That's it?
That's a lot of build-up.
That's the great text you got?
Made me laugh.
Oh. All right.
Apparently it didn't make Fred laugh.
508-543-7482.
That's because nobody wants to trade for Fred.
Is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Scott from Raleigh's on the phone. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. Unbelievable. First of all, I don't know who took a worse beating, the Dolphins Monday night or you guys in the media after that game.
We can handle
everybody
it.
Was like, I thought it was funny, too. Cause
it was funny. We can handle it.
But anyway, real quick, the Manny comparison, I don't think there is any comparison. When you look at Manny Ramirez, he bought a championship, 2 championships, Boston, and the championship hadn't been there for almost 100 years, the better part of 100 years. That was huge, and he was an integral part of that. I mean, that was gigantic. I don't think there's any comparison, really, to Randy Moss.
You don't think there's any comparison?
Well,
you could say the situation is the same, but you could throw a lot of people in that comparison with Randy Moss. But I don't think you can do that with Manny.
So the difference between Manny and Randy Moss is that Manny won championships and Randy didn't?
Well, he's strictly saying contribution to the team.
Well, Randy Moss's contribution to the team was off the charts.
Well,
are you kidding me?
The end result's not the same. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. The only difference is that one guy won championships with the team, the other guy didn't. So if the ball didn't stick to David Tyree's head, Randy Moss would be the same as Manny Ramirez. Okay. I mean, I can live with that.
Do you know how huge that championship was in Boston? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not aware of it. Fill me in.
Apparently not.
fill me in. I guess
they wrote a hot.
I guess I don't know.
Here goes
and,
Paul.
And Andy, please fill the caller in on my affection for Manny Ramirez.
You love him more than anyone.
I would take him back right now in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
With his bitch tits.
Well, I think...
But, I mean, they're both great, transcendental talents who lifted their teams to greater heights. They didn't win championships.
If you want to break down the comparison, the bigger issue is, according to Bill Belichick, in 4 years, there was not an incident, not a problem.
Right.
Whereas with Manny, the media had the rundown of timelines of various incidents
right.
of, you know, quitting on the team,
well,
his grandmother died for the 7th time.
But I also would
all that stuff.
I also would argue a little bit about what an incident is. I mean, I would call what he did after the Cincinnati game an incident, and that was in front of all of us. It's not conjecture.
And others would call sitting on the bench last year an incident. You know, during that game.
Right.
Or
so,
showing up late for practice
I just
and
think,
being sent home.
Is it Scott? Scott's
yeah,
the
Scott, from
Scott I just think the comparison is that I think both the guys were incredibly talented, but yet exhibited a lot of erratic behavior. And
13-year-olds.
Right. And that's where I'm drawing the comparison. You're right. Manny won a championship with the Red Sox, and Randy Moss didn't do that with the Patriots. I certainly don't blame. I don't go in the Michael Felger camp and say they didn't win a championship because they lost their soul and signed Randy Moss, traded for Randy Moss. That's not why. If they had 45 Randy Mosses, believe me, they would have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me say this. I love
tough
the
stop
move.
In the run, too.
I love the move. I love the fact. There's a lot of Patriots fans that have been calling in, not just to this show, but I listen to EEI and all that online. They're complete idiots. Unbelievable idiots. I mean, this move, I love the fact that we have a guy in Bill Belichick that's not afraid to make a tough move. You know, it's not easy.
Right.
I mean, but he made it, and he's not afraid to. And what's the end result? You look at the last 10 years, against the AFC East, we're 45-14.
Right.
I will take that any day.
Yep.
And you look at the Patriots and where we're going, there's maybe two other teams, maybe like the Colts and the Steelers, that do this type of thing as well. And, I mean, it's what you need. It's what you have to do. The Patriots really didn't have a choice in this case, and he wasn't afraid to pull the trigger, and he did. And furthermore, when guys leave like this, it's always a story because, you know, whether it's Seymour, whether it's Lawyer Malloy or Randy Moss, guys always get angry because what the Patriots have built, that organization, is so unique. It is great. It is a wonderful place to be and play, and guys don't want to leave. When somebody has to leave the Raiders or whatever, they go skipping out of town. They don't, you know,
right.
say
there's,
all this stuff.
There's no bitching. They want it, yeah.
Because yeah. they want to be there.
Right.
I mean, that's the end of the story.
All right, Scott. Thanks for the call. You know, Scott reminded me the way Favre has made Childress his bitch. I mean, can you imagine now he's got Randy Moss and Favre?
Childress doesn't steer that ship. He rides in it.
Yeah, slapping him around, though?
Yeah, he...
Oh, my God.
That stupid little microphone thing he wears, that little stick mic.
Madonna.
Yeah,
his I mean, he is... He might as well just, like, sit on the bench during the game because he has no control on that team.
He doesn't. Yeah. And if they win, it's not because of him. And if they lose, it's not because of him.
Right.
I'm not going to blame him. That he is what he is. He's just a, you know, a figure there, figurehead.
Yeah. All right, well, as we usually do, we have a ton of emails and people hanging on the line. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. File services available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Browns! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Browns!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Now's your chance to get a word in. Call the PFW boys on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482.
And it's on tape. We're back.
You're on live.
Where are these rumors? I hear rumors. Rumors. Where are we hearing rumors from and what are they?
The Twitter sphere is abuzz with Shalice Manzi-Young, Boston Globe, Tom Curran, hearing that an old friend receiver, something, different wordings of it, could be back, could be in the mix, and seems to be everyone putting two and two together and saying Deion Branch. I don't know that anyone has actually said Patriots will trade for Deion Branch, but...
All right, let's say that there's a little bit of fire with that smoke. What would you give up for Deion Branch? Would you give him Logan Mankins gender. Straight up?
What?
Logan Mankins?
What are you talking about?
Huh? Trade him?
I wouldn't, no.
What? Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Fourth round pick? You got 2 fourth-rounders? I give him a fourth rounder.
Give him a fourth rounder?
Wow. So we traded Randy and a seventh for a third, and we're giving up a fourth to get a guy who was 18 bad knees.
Again, the Randy Moss thing had nothing to do with compensation. In my opinion, you know, as...
You wouldn't give a fourth rounder for Deion Branch?
Sure.
You would. What if you didn't have to... You wouldn't just trade him Logan Mankins?
No. Why are we trading an all-pro guard for nothing?
Because he ain't playing, and he's not going to play. Ever. On this team.
Then I'd rather just make him sit and do nothing than trade him for nothing.
So you don't want to get anything?
That's nothing.
Okay.
Deion Branch.
So you don't
know
if
good. I'm going to trade him, I want to trade him for an impact player. Yeah. And I love Deion Branch. I just think the injuries have banged him up over the years. We've talked about this all offseason.
Yep.
His production is down. He has 13 catches, which is not much more than what Moss has. One touchdown. I think he's seen better days. I love Deion
now,
Branch.
Now, if I had said that, Paul would say, oh, now you're lumping in Randy Moss with Deion Branch?
No, I'm saying the production is way down.
It is.
I want Deion Branch. I'll take him to add him to the mix for whatever value he brings. I don't have high hopes, but I like the fact that Tom likes him. He knows the system. I liked what he did when he was here. I'd take a chance. But I'm just saying to go get him, to give something up, to trade for him.
Wouldn't do it. Yeah. You're not crazy.
If Seattle wants to dump him.
Frankly, okay. I'm not either. I'm not crazy about it either. I mean, it's better to have him than not have him.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take him because I think they have a hole.
You need a receiver. Yeah. So if it's Taylor Price, Darnell Jenkins, or Deion Branch, I'll take Deion Branch.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. But I'm not trading my all-pro guard for him.
No. I want an impact guy if I'm trading Mankins. And by the way, why are we convinced that those reports from ESPN are wrong, that say he's going to come back for Week 10?
No, he might. He might. But
I mean, I don't know that they're true. I'm just saying you said he's not playing and he won't ever play.
Then he plays for six games, and then you're probably going to lose him forever because, right?
Deion Branch might play one and his career could end. He's had so many injuries, and so he's not the same physically.
And listen, I can't stress enough how much I love Deion Branch. I loved talking to him. I thought he was a great guy here. He obviously has an established rapport with Brady. He knows the offense. I think there's a lot to like about Deion Branch, but I think that people are going to be remembering the 2005 version of Deion Branch and not the 2010 version of Deion Branch. A lot has happened since then.
Yeah. Stripper says that the Patriots are bringing in kickers. This is from Pro Football Talk. With the kicker, Steven Kraskowski, banging 5 of 7 Monday night kickoffs for touchbacks on Monday night and generally regarded as one of the better kickers in the league, the Pats apparently don't want him to get complacent. On Wednesday, they brought in veterans Sean Swisham and Shane Graham for tire kicking, per a league source. Kraskowski, a fourth-round pick in the draft after Evan Vinatieri defected to Indy, has missed 3 field goals, but he has made 3 out of 3 in the last 2 games.
I find that very interesting.
I don't.
See, I do. They bring a lot of guys in for looks, for their emergency lists and whatnot, and it's every position, not necessarily a position they're looking for. But those guys are veterans. I would think that you bring in young guys that you don't know much about and you want to get a look at them.
Right.
If they were,
I just assume
if they were two anonymous kickers, I would say.
Well, maybe.
Well, that's just. That's
we don't
just
know about it, but maybe.
See, I think those are. If
maybe
Gostkowski
has an injury.
Well,
that
that's
we don't
what.
Know
that's
about.
Why. That's yeah. exactly what I was thinking. I wonder if there was something that happened that we don't know about,
right.
and they getting a guy ready with experience
right.
just in case. To me, those are guys that you can always get.
But
there's
me,
always a guy available that's a veteran
but
kicker.
To me, this is just about if he tears his ACL
sure.
against the Ravens,
right.
who's the guy I call Sunday night while the game's still going
and,
on and say, get to Foxborough
and,
ASAP.
And it makes sense because they think ahead, you know, having
I mean, they have long
Edelman in the backfield.
And,
who the hell knew that Kevin Falk was going to be hurt?
This is the week where we're going to call
but
the veteran kickers, work them out, and know which one we
they
want.
They had punches in 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I never heard of any of them.
No, I know. But I also wouldn't have thought of it any differently had I heard of them.
See, I think there's a difference between the level of guy that you have in. I think you have guys in that you're prepared to sign if you have to, as opposed to guys that you're just looking to get information on.
See, at positions, I might agree with you. At kicker, I think you sign a kicker for a week. If he pulls his hamstring, you can sign a veteran name kicker for a week just because you need him.
Sure, so, absolutely.
Whereas I'm not sure you do that with an outside linebacker or a guard.
But I just
whatever.
Don't understand why you need to work a guy out. You know what those guys can do.
Oh, see, I don't know. I think you work all those guys out so you know in your mind that guy looks better. That guy's lost more. That guy doesn't have it. Whatever.
Yeah, that's,
yeah
that's,
you need to
that's
know
that's
the current
thing.
Status.
That's
yeah.
the only
yeah.
thing.
Who's
but,
at the top of my list?
But
when
it's
he
not like they've
leg.
Been out of the league for 3 years. I mean, you have tape on them from the summer.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I just found it interesting. That's all.
508
I don't think they're looking to get rid of Gostkowski or anything like that.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. John at Palm Bay is on the Ace Ticket Hotline right now. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, John.
Hey, I've heard rumors on Twitter the Patriots are looking at maybe trading with Arizona, Detroit, or Cincinnati for Ocho Cinco, Larry Fitzgerald, or...
Oh, come on.
You haven't heard...
All right.
You haven't heard Arizona looking to trade Larry Fitzgerald from anybody of any... They're not trading Larry Fitzgerald. What? That you know that that's just...
Well, they said
they're going to do it tomorrow.
Give up their number
all right.
Pick for one of those guys.
Well, they would have to, at least... Give a one number one for Larry Fitzgerald plus
Arizona's not
plus
trading Larry Fitzgerald.
Something else. I mean, if I was an Arizona Cardinal fan, that is a you know what are they now 2-2?
Two and two and in first place.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's saying
but beginning the Max Hall era.
Yeah, that really is saying you know we're
they're not trading.
The season. There's
Larry
no way they're trading. You know, I'd love it, but it ain't happening.
How about Ocho Cinco?
I'd love that too, but
Cincinnati I would love that
is,
too, but I don't
is,
see that happening either.
Yeah, I mean. Although, you hear what Ocho Cinco's doing? On his,
did he
on,
end the world again
no.
by, you know, I don't know, using the social media?
He's using social media. And what he does whenever they travel, he sets up a restaurant, reserves a restaurant, and the first 85 fans that come, he buys them dinner. I love that. And then he, you know, takes pictures and tweets it out. And
I knew
it
how come he didn't treat us to lunch then in week one? He took somebody out here. He took a fan that followed him on Twitter. I know
yeah.
he took him out.
He did it at St. Elmo's in Indy.
Holy yeah, I heard about that.
85
yeah.
fans.
85?
Oh, yeah.
I have a piece if you want.
So you got to figure that's at least, you know,
8,500.
Would
you say 100 per person at least?
At least. Yeah.
See, 10 grand.
That's
on
what
a
Fred does yeah. on the road, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Top shelf.
Well, I'll let you guys go. That's just wanted to let you know. I've
all right.
Okay, John.
I'm yeah, sure, I'm John, thank you, because you just gave us something to talk about.
Well, you know what I like?
Calvin Johnson was the Detroit one?
I assume.
I would love for the NFL to have more of this type of activity.
It's just, I think
I
it's
like
hard.
This stuff.
I think it's hard in the NFL because of the whole system.
Right.
You know, you bring a guy in the middle of the season, it's hard to pick up a system.
Yeah.
Often, you know, I think wide receiver is probably a position that you could
or
do
running
it.
Back.
Especially running back,
deep,
you could
especially deep yeah. receiver, guy you're just looking yeah. to go down the field.
Running back,
run
you can definitely do
four
it.
Routes.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric's here. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Freddie,
where you been?
Practice.
And what's going on out there?
Not on the field, 81.
Randy Moss wasn't there.
Oh,
Eric's bringing it the last couple of days.
But sadly, Fred Taylor wasn't there either. Again, neither was Terrence Wheatley, Nick Kazier, usual suspects, and Mike Wright. Was not there as well.
Mike
don't know what his situation is. I don't remember seeing him have any issues during the game.
What's
the only
wrong
two.
Right.
Yeah, Andy and I had good conversations with Mike Wright after the game.
Yeah.
Was Merriweather
we were getting
out there?
Butchered for
yeah, Merriweather and Arrington, both of whom got a little shaken up in the Miami game
they were
late,
out there.
Were both out there.
Okay,
so
good.
Dana Farber. So
yeah.
they were inside.
What,
shorts
what,
and shell.
What number is he?
What number's who?
Dana
Farber.
Farber?
Oh. Good, Paul.
Thank you.
That's Dana Fletcher.
Oh, even better, Fred.
That was better.
No, nothing. So, yeah, they were inside shorts and shells, You know, stretching and one little warm-up drill, and then we were out of there. So,
oh, so
black shirts, though. Five black shirts. Julian Edelman. Dana Fletcher, as Fred pointed out. Rich Ornberger, Sean Crable, and Tyrone McKenzie.
Okay. There you go.
So good practice
Whatever
looks last week.
What happened to Tyrone McKenzie?
We practice
had a lot
squad.
Of high, I know, high hopes for him coming into the season.
Well, he was a third-round pick.
Yeah.
So, like all the others, it's going to take a while for them to materialize.
Eric not high on third-round picks.
Oh, Brandon Tate.
That's a good Moss trade for that third-round pick.
You know, once in a while they work out.
Wasn't Teddy Bruschi a third-round pick?
I think he was a fourth rounder.
Oh. Right.
And we're now counting two decades
1996.
ago.
1996.
Paul writes really in, this is my problem with the Moss trade. Bill Belichick isn't going to reveal anything. Tom Brady is only going to give you the corporate line. It's like all history, the winners write the history books. I don't think we will ever know the truth. My fear is the only Patriot that is indispensable for at least the next few years is Tom Brady. Randy Moss is going to get to play in a dome again. I will be surprised if the Vikings aren't going to give him a chance. All I can say is the Patriots aren't as good today as we were Monday. So, yeah. I mean, I think when you just look at X's and O's, how can you not say that?
It's hard not to say that.
How can you not say that? But, like Belichick
said,
you
have to work on WEEI between 2 and 6.
This was a lot more complex than who's going to go long. This was a complex decision.
I just didn't really understand it.
Mike in Champaign, Illinois, if you watched the bloodbath on Sunday night between the Chicago Bears and the G-Men, wouldn't you think Chicago would put in a call to the Patriots inquiring about Mankins' availability? What do you think Mankins is worth, and will the Patriots trade for Deion Branch?
That's not a bad trade idea. I mean,
funny
considering
if Bill called Angelo
Jerry Angelo,
your line sucks. You want Mankins?
But you know, I was talking to a Giants fan who was in today. He's actually a vendor, but he's from New York, and he said in New York they're saying that there was something wrong with Kyle Orton. Jay Cutler. Yeah, Jay Cutler. That it just didn't look right.
Well, you said it at the game.
Yeah, I think he was on pills.
I'm only kidding. Wait, when we were watching it was drunk. I didn't know you were going to take it to the drunk
right.
level.
Yeah, I
maybe he just drinks to get drunk.
The pass protection in that game, I don't think was anywhere near as bad as 10 sacks would indicate.
Right.
I think that was a lot quarterback.
He started sulking somewhere around sack 4
the
maybe.
Second possession. Yeah. It was like
I'm not going to throw it.
Right.
I'm not going to
even
throw
let
it.
The ball go
You're
at
right.
one
That's
point
exactly
on
what he looked like.
Yeah.
Well, he's a head case sulker.
Playing the role of Paul Perillo in high school.
Chris from Stanford, having some mixed feelings about the Randy Moss era. Fun to watch him help Tom Brady set records and make Matt Castle a millionaire. I only wish he'd kept his promise and played out his contract without complaint. Many more worries on the other side of the ball. This D reminds me of the 2003 and 04 defenses during the middle of those seasons when everyone was injured. Guys like Matt Chatham and Earthwind Moreland stepped up and exceeded expectations. It's like this year we're expecting guys like Rob Ninkovich to step up for all 16 games. Hard to figure. Two questions. How much will this young defense improve by week 17? And are there any players on other teams that the Pats could get in a trade?
Well, yeah, they can trade Logan Mankins to Chicago for Urlacher and Peppers. Jerry Angelo might do it.
Or to Seattle for Deion Branch, which right. shows the extreme nature of the trade business. It's
I think this young guys will improve. The question is how much,
right?
You know, and who knows? You just don't know how much they're going
to
improve.
I mean, I don't think Spikes has played up to what we thought at this point. I think he's got a lot of room for improvement.
I think he's been fine. I don't think he's been great.
I think he's a dog chasing cars at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's. Sometimes he just
who he chooses to
yeah,
criticize.
It's just like he button hooks you out of nowhere.
I just think he has a lot of room for improvement.
I'll bet you think Mayo had a fantastic game Monday night.
I did.
Yeah. It's automatic.
Said with
like,
smirk.
He had 16 tackles and they averaged 9 yards per play on those. On
I
those
saw
tackles.
A lot of nice Mayo. Plays by Rod.
Nothing
Mayo.
Anywhere near the
I'm
line of scrimmage.
Every time, Gerard Mayo,
7 yards downfield.
Aaron in Port Jervis,
I
New York.
I knew where he was going with that.
After the Miami game, it is clear to me that Moss did not fit our system. Think about it.
Come on.
In the past two seasons, we have drafted 24 special teams players, and in the Miami game, we won thanks to our superior special teams. So we got rid of a player who does not play special teams for a third-round pick, which, if they play their cards right, could turn into two fifth-round special teamers next year. Bill no longer cares about offense or defense. We are going to win every game with nothing but special teams.
I'm kidding, of course, but this is going to be a long bye week, not knowing what to expect from our offense when they get back.
Yeah, we should let you know, Fred, that Bill was funny and opened the press conference with any questions
about
the
Ravens and the bye. Yeah, yeah.
So he had a little smirk, little sense of humor to a tough decision. Apparently,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Let's see. Joel writes in, big hi to the empty chair that used to hold Eric. No, Eric's here. Okay.
And Eric often stands during the show, so
yeah, he likes to stand.
I like to stand for most of the show.
You know.
I sit down most of the day typing. I don't want to live a sedentary life.
You know, that's what the real radio guys do. They stand.
Yeah, they stand.
Yeah.
I sit.
Yeah.
That's just because Ordway's too short to sit.
So how come you're sitting, Paul?
I'm not a real radio guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm a wannabe.
No, you're a real radio guy.
But I'm not
a
real radio
guy. Yes, you are. At this point, come on. Who has more experience than you?
Yeah, but he's got diminished.
Paul's had
skills.
More hits on media than Wade Boggs. Rod Carew?
Look at the look that
Ty Cobb.
the Rod Carew was classic.
Rod Carew. He converted.
Yeah. Okay, Moss, this is still Joel.
No, Rod Carew.
Moss is gone.
That was a pun.
You know it's a bad joke when you try different punchlines immediately. But
there was the individual player he picked was the reason why I didn't think it was funny.
All right, Moss is gone. We won games before he came, and we lost games before he came. Football, we move on.
We had a good defense before he
Do
came.
Do I think through. Our
Can
offense?
Can I stop you for a quick second, Freddie?
Yeah.
On the scroll on ESPN, they're like giving the update. You know how they do the lead, and they have Belichick says. On trading of Randy Moss was, quote, in the best interest of the football team. If they only knew that you could use that quote
right.
for everything.
They literally could reuse that every time the Patriots make a move, and Bill wouldn't have a problem with it because he'd
say,
yeah, that's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Don't need to go to press conferences to get that.
Right. Joel said.
We've won more games than anyone else in the last decade. That's
more games in first place.
We haven't really touched on that.
Let me finish Joel's email. Do I think our offense is currently better without Moss? No. He constantly drew double teams, which made all of our other receivers better. He was the deep threat that we no longer have. Yes, I know everyone thinks that Tate will step into that role, but until he does, I'll reserve judgment. But it was his time. Belichick saying that it had nothing to do with the contract is kind of questionable. Straight cash, homie, I believe. Were Randy's exact words. Another phrase was not feeling the love. Feel free to replace the word with contract extension. And Andy, I disagree with you completely. Randy could have been a complete locker room distraction through every game, other game this season and next season. Someone else would have picked him up. His talent is too great. Just look at T.O. The biggest problem is that other teams no longer have to game plan for Randy. Now we have to. I actually have tickets for that game, and it should be interesting. What do you guys think about the Curran, I think he means Tom Curran, rumor that the Pats are looking at Deion Branch? What does he have left in the tank? And if he still does, why would the Seahawks get rid of him?
I think that's the question you need to ask yourself.
Did Curran start that?
Yes.
Yeah.
According to the radio. I don't follow that stuff, but they said they were crediting him on the radio with starting it.
But is this something he's just throwing up against the wall and sees if it sticks?
No,
or did he
wrote
have
it that he's hearing that an old friend, right? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
An old friend could be a receiver friend could be returning.
Familiar face.
David Gibbons. Troy Brown.
David Pat. This is what people did online. They just
Stanley Morgan.
Randy Vataha. Right, I mean, I don't know.
Andy, you brought up something. Why don't you talk about what you thought was interesting out of that press conference, because some people joining us late may not have heard it.
I will read the exact quote Bill said. We've won. This was in the midst of an answer talking about what they'll do without Randy Moss and the offense.
Yeah, I said that the first time. I'm not sure that's when it was, but I think it might have been toward the end of his opening. But anyway, the quote is very telling.
It was in the midst, because the quote I had before it is, we have confidence in the players, and they'll work hard to do our best, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, we've won more games than any other team in the last decade. Hopefully, we can keep doing that. I find that interesting for him to bring up. He's Mr. What happened last week, last month, last year, mm-hmm. has no bearing on moving forward, all that stuff.
Right.
And this feels like trying to justify his decision and telling, as I said earlier, all those people that sometimes say, and Bill, we trust, you have reason to trust me. I've done a pretty good job for you the last
decade. I've been trying to tell you guys for the last 10 years.
I know. Doesn't mean you can't question a decision.
He does screw up. Eric, you want to point out the third round again, as you brought up earlier in the show?
Yeah, but every team screws up
know,
in the draft.
I know. I'm not saying... I'm just saying...
Bill, we trust him.
This
Bill, we trust
is
him. Bill,
unlike
we trust
what
him.
He normally Bill, says. Most times, we know exactly how he's going to answer things, what he's going to say in a press conference.
Right.
About
I think it's about time that he stuck up for himself.
I'm okay with it.
Right.
I think it's funny, and I wonder, is it pressure from fans? Is he hearing...
Maybe.
Talk radio. Is he hearing
I think every once
Mr.
In a
Kraft? Or does someone whisper in his ear, Bill, they're really...
Yeah, you need to remind them.
They're starting to waver. It's been... Sure. You haven't won the Super Bowl lately. It's starting to waver.
Maybe he read the blog.
What are you kidding
Maybe
me?
He read
saw the
all
comments.
232,000
400 and something
comments that people have been.
That's great.
Many of which said "F Bill."
What are you kidding
Well,
me?
There are a lot of Randy Moss fans that immediately after this thing said, like we talked about yesterday, give me an address because I want to send you all my Patriots gear because I don't need it anymore."
Oh, I want to pose a question to our fans, real fans, most of them, the self-described real Patriots fans.
Those are fish, by the way.
No, they're not. Tastes like chicken, though. Do you think there's a chance on Halloween night that Randy Moss scores a touchdown, the offense punts, Vikings, and it's kind of swaying towards the Vikings, maybe he catches another one and he's celebrating, he's pointing to his back, whatever, that the home crowd here will cheer Randy Moss?
Yes.
At that point in the game?
Yeah.
It would. In that scenario, it could happen. That's the only one.
I think it could happen.
I think so.
Loudly, and I don't mean like a smattering of the people that own Monster. I mean,
I think there's a lot of people
40
here.
Of the 60,000 cheering for Moss.
I'm still a Randy Moss fan. I like Randy
see, I'm
Moss.
I'm not sure there was a lot of other people that share that opinion.
I don't like Randy Moss. I like what he can do.
That's exactly how I felt about it.
Awe-inspiring, and you cannot.
I liked watching the player. I didn't necessarily like the person.
I loved watching the player
and what
perform.
He can do. He can do things that you know. Like Eric likes art. It's art. You know, there's very few people that have ever walked the planet. And you know
right.
you're seeing something special when Randy Moss does it.
Especially with Tom Brady throwing to
right.
him.
Like you
that
don't
combination
like all artists.
Was like Montana Rice. Anybody who saw Montana Rice live
well,
in
but
person.
Moss is just Moss. Because he made Dante Culpepper the best quarterback on the planet. And you know,
I know.
Randall Cunningham,
but I'm just saying,
best quarterback on the planet. It's Moss.
Right.
Physical, he's way better than Brady. And I hope
sure.
that doesn't get me in trouble. But pure physical skills.
I'm sure it will.
He's
Andy.
Far better than Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady is not the most physically gifted when you look at arm strength and all that crap. Randy Moss is. Tall,
yeah,
fast, makes it look effortless. The hands,
and
everything.
And I think a lot of people who watch, and this is very informal, I'm just going off of some conversations, personal, you know, emails, stuff like that. I think a lot of people felt like that. They loved the idea of Randy Moss. They loved watching him perform. They thought just what Andy said. But I'm not so sure there were a lot of people who really liked him.
Right.
And liked the fact that he was they tolerated him because he was doing it for our team.
And when I say
do you mean fans?
Yes.
Cheering people. Of I think the cheering of Randy Moss will also be focused on Bill Belichick. If the Vikings are winning and Moss is making plays, it will be their comment on the trade and not being happy. And the best way to do that
right.
is I'll show you, Bill. I'm cheering for the guy who you traded away. I think there will be
and
some
And I think that's why I think it would
it.
Have to be your scenario, Andy, that you painted that
I'm an artist.
You know, it's going badly for the Patriots. And all of a sudden, Moss is the reason it's going badly. Then you might get those, you know.
Anyone.
You know, like,
who,
do you remember that? Do you remember when Roger Clemens pitched his first game against the Red Sox after they let him go to Toronto?
He stared at Duquette.
Well, when that game started, everybody was 1,000% against Clemens. There was a cheer when he got announced. And then when the game started, it was anti-Clemens. All of a sudden, Clemens strikes out 16 guys, and the place is going crazy for Clemens by the time he left, mm-hmm. and then he's peering up at Dan Duquette up in the box. The other day in Philadelphia, they didn't cheer McNabb
right.
during the game.
No.
They cheered him.
They cheered him
before the
introduction,
but not,
and then they started
not
booing
during
him.
The game, even though McNabb beat them.
Yeah.
I don't think – I think if that happens and Moss beats the Patriots, I think the fans might do what Andy said, and they might start cheering
but
Moss.
But as much about –
But
leave.
It would have to be because anger. Of
they'll
Moss.
They'll leave before that happens.
That's a good point.
Wow.
And then what will Brady have to say if they're really right. loud cheering Moss? And that could get a little...
Lou is a season ticket holder, and he writes in. He goes, last game I had Falk on my season ticket. Next week's
there is
ticket
a ticket jinx,
has
I guess.
Has Moss
huh?
on it. Yeah. Now I'm afraid to open my drawer.
I guess that goes back to the preseason.
Everybody that's on a ticket is gone?
Well,
Logan Mankins was on the first ticket.
Right, Mankins. Lee
Bodden was on the second one.
Kevin Falk, I think.
I believe
he just said that.
I believe it was Kevin Falk.
Right.
And Randy Moss. Those are the four games. We've had
he
four
was the
games,
Bills
right?
Ticket.
Yeah, I think so.
We've had four home games.
And the next one is Wes Welker.
Debbie Downer.
That was well played.
That was.
Thomas writes in, I think we all know Bill isn't going to tell us what happened, but several of them were witnessed on or on camera. The post-game conference after game one, pulling people away during the national anthem, then interrupting the special teams huddle before kickoff on Monday Night Football. The one I really want to know more about is Kraft's charitable dinner. If Randy Moss was wearing headphones and refusing to talk to guests, it was witnessed, and I think that was the final straw. You can't embarrass the Krafts and Raytheon without something happening. I like the idea of bringing in Branch or Lee Evans to help bridge the loss, but this trade needed to happen. I haven't seen Belichick this energized in a long time, and love the comments Paul mentioned from his morning's press conference. Monday night was the first time this team started looking like it was playing as a team, and I think this trade keeps that momentum moving forward. Love the work. Glad to see Eric has gone back behind the scenes. Keep it up.
Screw you. Paul had a morning press conference?
Yeah, I don't know. Lee Evans, I don't know where that came from, but I would absolutely take that, and that is your replacement for Randy Moss. There's a deep threat outside guy.
It was Dion Branch and Lee, like...
Yeah, there's no comparison between those two guys.
You know, if they get Darnell Jenkins or Calvin Johnson, I'll be fine.
Right.
But that's another team that if they got rid of their best receiver,
all right,
it's like
listen,
giving the big FU to their fans.
Can you... Well, yeah, all right, because I know a lot of people...
But they
Freddie,
did that when they hired Chan Gable.
A lot of people have said, well, that's... You know, they traded Marshawn Lynch. That's their you know, waving the white flag. They've been trying to trade him for the whole season. They try to trade him all offseason because of his off-field nonsense that he's gotten in so much trouble.
And they also replaced him with the number nine pick in the draft.
Right. Number. They have three running backs.
He's
you don't
turd.
Need three running backs.
He had lost time to Fred Jackson. Now you add a dynamic number one pick. How many of these top backs are you going to have?
And the reason
what
a lot of people... I don't know. A lot of people speculated that the reason that he was playing as much as he was because they were trying to showcase him. Like the first game, he didn't get a carry. And then all of a sudden he started playing and he was the lead back against the Patriots right. And played well that day in his, you know, in his defense. But that's not like this admission that Buffalo is thrown in the top. They know they're not going anywhere, but it's not because of the trade of Marshawn Lynch. In other words, I don't think Lee Evans is available. Maybe
right.
Maybe he is.
Well, that would be a kind of a white flag.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be a white flag.
But 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Mike in Puerto Rico is on the line.
Ding ding.
Hey
Mike.
Guys, how many of you are off the ledge?
I was never on the ledge.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
none,
was ever
none
on
of us on this show was on the ledge.
Wow.
Although wait 2 weeks till after we beat Baltimore, I'm sure PFW would have been on the ledge.
All right.
Just so, hey, Mike, have you caught up with the blog at all? I want to know if you've gotten to any of our draft coverage.
No, I'm still at the Baltimore game.
All right, good.
Your expert analysis on the Baltimore playoff game, Eric.
Good, good, Mike.
Actually, you did have good. You and Andy picked that one right.
Yep.
We still
haven't gotten our
we'll get it,
just
worry.
Desserts.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, I'm getting appetizer, main course, and desserts, not just desserts. Go ahead, Mike.
Guys want to be rewarded for picking against the team they're paid by.
It really is a sad, sad commentary.
Sick.
We'd rather be right.
I won a game ball for last week. Go ahead.
So I was watching the Monday night game, and it was obviously a great experience and everything, but I don't know because you guys probably weren't watching the video telecast or whatever, the television telecast, but there was a particular point where I think Brady came off the field and he was screaming all that stuff that they're showing on SportsCenter and stuff like that, that he was yelling at Belichick, like flapping him around and stuff like that, all happy and stuff. And everybody was like joyous. Like there was a real good energy around. And then the camera panned to Randy and he had this look that for whatever reason at that particular point in time, and again, hindsight is 20/20, just gave me like a very bad feeling at that time. He had the only way to describe it is a despondent look. Like, he wasn't there.
He
like,
wasn't he, part he of wasn't, it, yeah. Yeah.
Anybody saw, did anybody see that particular camera shot?
No.
No.
Okay. He was not there. Everybody was happy or jovial, jumping around and stuff like that, and he just wasn't there. And then I just got this weird feeling at that particular moment. And then when I came into the office yesterday and somebody told me about the rumors and stuff like that, it just brought back that image. And it was just a bad feeling all around. And correct me if I'm wrong, the last time when Branch and Givens left, that was just after Brady had also gotten an extension, right?
I'm not sure about that, but it could be. Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was the next offseason. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Is there any merit, any concerns whatsoever that this was done in some way, shape, or form due to financial reasons?
Well, I'll tell you something. If it's true, we should see a disgruntled Tom Brady, I would think. And he's actually going to be interviewed at 2 o'clock for the All Access show, which will air locally in Boston on Channel 4. We'll also have it on Patriots.com later in the week, and we'll have a little tease of the Brady interview later today on Patriots.com. So if what you're saying is true, Mike, we should see some indication of that.
Okay. And I have to agree with Paul's comments regarding the effort that I saw on Monday. It was totally, completely, obviously a lot of it is, you know, we played well, but it's just that the Dolphins played that badly. But it was everything. Everybody was, it was just one force. Everything just going towards one goal. And it was good to see, and it was good to see heading into a bye where they could actually build off of that and make it better when they come back with a tough game against the Ravens. And then just to get something like that, I guess this is going to be a tipping point, either in one direction or the other. So
it could be. This could be the game where they look back and say, this is where we became a team.
Yeah, hopefully it does work out and Taylor Price comes up and he does something. You know, he actually gets on the field and, you know, showcases something to give us a glimmer of hope.
I want the guys that are already on the field to, you know, get better too.
Yeah, you have enough receivers if they all play well and are active. And, I mean, Welker, Tate, Hernandez is a receiver. I mean, I know he's a tight end, but he's a receiver. He's a slot guy. You have guys that can contribute.
Yeah. I want to see the running game continue to, you know, perform the way it's been performing. The
thing about Hernandez, though, every time he's talked so far this regular season, he's said that his big plays have been a direct result of Randy Moss stretching the defense. And every time a play is called that sort of involves Hernandez, he knows he's going to get open and get a big play because Randy's on the field making the defense move out of the way and create that big, you know, opening in the middle of the field.
Sure.
Now, what's going to happen now?
Catches the old-fashioned way.
Well, that's going to be interesting,
Eric,
to see how
it,
that.
Hey, look, it's valid to worry about that because, you know, like we said at the beginning of the show, there's no way you can make the argument that the offense is better without Randy Moss. You can't. Maybe someday it will be, but not right now.
No,
not right now.
Be different.
Yeah, I think the offense will be okay. I don't think it'll be as dynamic as it has been. Certainly,
they're going to have to change up.
Say that,
you know, because
I think they have enough weapons still to be effective moving the football and scoring
too.
Some points.
At least that's my hope.
wow, couldn't even finish it.
Well, I
have
faith.
My hope.
Patterson writes in many. There were many doubters.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
When the Mankin situation blew up, and your service, people were saying that the O line would crumble, that Brady would be in danger every play, and the offense would not be able to run or pass protect. Well, you know what? They haven't missed a beat with Connolly. Never mind, Kazier. I'm going to give Bill the benefit of the doubt and trust his judgment that the offense will survive without Moss and that other players will step up. Let's face it, Moss was gone anyway at the end of the season, despite my hope that they might give him an offer. And people were speculating that a big wide receiver would be a target in the next draft. Tate, Edelman, Price now have a 12-game job interview to prove they can pick up the slack. I think they can, and I don't think Belichick will need to spend a high pick on a new wide receiver. If they don't, at least we'll find it out this season and can rectify it for 2011. Finally, I find all the Vincent Jackson and Lee Evans trade talk amusing. Bill is nothing but consistent. He promoted within for the O-line and also the outside linebacker spot, and I fully expect him to do the same for the wide receiver. It may not be the sexy move that some fans crave, but in this case, I really do believe he is doing what is best for the football team. All right, men of PFW, that's enough of sounding like Fred for my liking. That's Ross from Glasgow.
There's that Lee Evans name again.
Guess the Glasgow is half full.
Oh, didn't. Oh.
All right. I feel like I'm forgetting
something.
They
do not have, by the way, the young receivers. They don't have the tall Randy Moss mold. They have options. They have Edelman. They have, you know, Hernandez. None of those guys is of the mold. And, by the way, of the mold of the guys he's talking about in the draft who are 6'4", 220 type.
That's
receivers.
Why I think if they, I don't think they're out of the draft market for a wide receiver, because I think there's a specific type of receiver that they
Maybe.
They lack.
Because they didn't really have that guy before, though, either.
Nope.
So unless they really are just turning back the clock and saying, you know what, we got away from our soul as an offense, and they just want the 6 foot, the 5'11s, these guys quick, shifty, interchangeable.
But with all of these draft picks, that's the, you know, that's the beauty now. They can really target a lot of different areas. I think that, you know, running back is probably a spot. We've talked about that many times. I think pass rusher is still a spot. We've talked about that many times. They have two ones, two twos, two threes, two fours. I mean, there's a lot of different areas that you can look at.
You know how many starters they're down from what we projected? By either choice, by injury, by whatever. But
eight.
Ty Warren, Lee Bawden, Derek Burgess. We assumed Burgess was going to be a starter when they brought him back.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you count Merriweather or not.
The running back.
Do you count Kevin Fall? Randy Moss, yep. Lawrence Maroney. Can't really count Fall, but Logan Mankins.
I would count Fall.
Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
I can't count all of them.
But I would, because even if you want to say it's out of 23 spots, because he's a starting player.
You're talking about almost half the team. What we would have projected last April, May, June, somewhere in there. Just different bodies.
That's good drafting. Mark from UK, from Oxford.
You traded away the first round pick, who was a bust.
They have one of the starters. They have depth.
That's good drafting.
Without that depth, they wouldn't be 3-1. Eric, 2 days in a row.
I guess we've amended. You had to wait till week 10 last week, but now that they won this week, you have to wait till week 4.
On to the season and why I'm writing. I'm sort of glad Moss is gone. This is a team sport. It's a great opportunity to see what we really have now.
I said 24 or 48
when
hours.
Wednesday turned into Thursday, everything changed.
2 weeks ago, I wrote in asking why we couldn't, as a team, get back to the Brady passing to which every receiver was open, just like we did in the Super Bowl wins, rather than forcing the ball into Moss all the time, only to be mocked and shot down by Paul. Lo and behold, I looked on the online edition of the Boston Globe, only to find Shalise Mansion's article justifying my sentiments exactly, writing that we are now going back to the ways I previously mentioned in being a more ball control offense. Is Shalise as stupid as myself or Fred? Is Paul going to apologize to my good self?
No.
Well, I think they have to do what.
Yeah. I mean,
they're forced to do that.
They didn't want to do this. They didn't want to trade Randy Moss.
Well,
they felt like they had to, and if they didn't, they would have held on to him, because certainly the production is speaks for itself. And I will maintain that they did not have an offense in their Super Bowl winning years that was anywhere near as good as the one they have now. Well, they had Monday.
That's true, but they had a much better defense.
They had a much better defense.
Right. And running game, which we haven't spent enough time, I don't think, on Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Looked very good 2 weeks in a row. You need to see that for the next 12.
We were all
12.
Over him yesterday. Oh, okay. Yeah, good. Absolutely. It's the two best games that I've seen him have as a Patriot. And listen, I was as skeptical as anybody about his viability as really an NFL back, let alone a lead back.
Yeah.
But that has to continue.
He's been terrific. I the one thing, and Fred got mad at me, I worry about is I think he takes a lot of unnecessary hits.
I got mad at you?
Well, yeah, you said, you know, it doesn't matter. He's 7 yards downfield. Somehow they don't hurt because they're
A caller said that or a email. I never said that.
Details.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
You're right. It was an email. Now that I thought of it. When I started saying that, I thought you said it. But as soon as you said it was an email.
Well, because it sounded like something Fred would say.
Yeah. But we've talked about
Fred
how
did
all these...
probably read the emails. So.
Listen, they are
Shut
going...
up. Where's Kevin?
They are going to go back to that offense, by the way. They're going to have...
What? He's producing another radio show?
So they have dead air right now?
What are they doing here? It's Thursday.
Zolak's here for the interview with Brady, so we had to accommodate and let him do a show from here.
But no, you didn't accommodate him. You
that's
gave him
bull crap.
A useless
It really is.
No. Yeah. I want him. He's better. First time I've ever
No,
said
I don't
it.
Mean that.
DeBorkin's better.
Mark that tape
Mark
myself.
Tape. Yeah, right. You.
But Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is going to see different defenses now. Those safeties that we talk about, oh, what are they going to be doing to Welker and Hernandez?
They're going to be up
what
in the
box.
What
are they going to be doing to Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, respecting that more?
You know, you talk about the safeties.
Although,
what do the safeties do against Minnesota?
You know, I'll have to say, though, that a lot of...
Adrian Peterson
Randy
and Randy
Moss was not on the field for every play against Miami.
He pretty much was.
We have to go back.
He was on the field more than any other skilled position player, according
to Mike,
Mike Reese.
Oh, and I went back and looked at your idea that Henny's yards came all in the fourth quarter. He had 124 or 5 yards by halftime. So roughly half.
In the first half.
In the first half.
Yeah.
So it wasn't garbage time.
I said about 300, and then I said 85 yards came in garbage time.
But he didn't play in the fourth quarter. He got yanked, if you recall, early in the
but
fourth
quarter. But you said 400 yards of offense.
Total offense. Yeah. Yeah. 100 get, yards rushing, 300
yeah,
yards
but
throwing.
And a lot of that was garbage time.
They didn't get many yards in the fourth quarter.
Tyler Thigpen. Tyler Thigpen came in, as Paul alluded to, in the fourth quarter.
It doesn't matter. But
so they
it
had
does matter.
So, wait a minute. You're
400
saying
yards of offense by the Miami Dolphins, not just Chad Henne.
Okay, so
but Henne threw for 300 yards.
So they had 85 yards in the fourth quarter. That means they had more than that in each of the first three when it was still a competitive game, on average. Because they had 400 yards of offense, and the least amount they had was in the fourth quarter
the
game was over.
The first half, they should have had 21
ball,
points.
They marched the ball up and down the field at will.
You know, but after the adjustments, they stopped them.
I don't remember
them.
The stops.
They had very good individual plays by Rob Ninkovich and the special teams that turned it around.
Well, Rob Ninkovich is on defense.
I know, but he had the game of his life. Are you expecting him to do that every week?
To make Fred's point, I don't really want to get in this argument, but they blocked a punt, which comes after you stop them, and they
right.
blocked a field goal, which comes after you stop them. Right, Fred?
Thank you.
A field goal, to me, is that's point. That's a drive you allow.
That's a drive you allow.
That was a long. Wasn't it like
it was a 53-yarder?
53-yard
field
goal.
Yeah.
That's a long field goal.
Okay, so those don't count?
But you didn't allow them
drive?
Into points.
No. I remember the time when we said if we can hold the X team to field goals, we'll win the game.
Listen, the Patriots dominated the game. They dominated
yards.
The second half,
it's,
I should
it's like
say.
We can't even,
and they absolutely
you
know, did.
I'm
it
with
was
you,
a,
Fred.
It was
I'm
a
with
great
you.
Win.
Thanks, Andy.
But, listen, the only thing that you said that I disagreed with was that the Dolphins got their yards in garbage time.
I didn't say
their they actually were the opposite. They packed their bags and went home in garbage time.
But the look
that's the only thing that you said I disagree with. Everything else you said,
oh my God.
I agree
the
with.
The Patriots are giving them the middle of the field.
And
they
didn't get it, Fred. They got 85 yards, according to you, in the fourth quarter. That means they had more than that in the first three, on average.
Okay.
When the game was competitive, they had more than that. That's the only thing you said that I disagree with.
Oh my God.
The Patriots dominated in every facet of the game in the second half.
Okay.
They dominated. Okay. How many other words can you say? How many other ways? Can Eric and I put it for you?
Well, we were talking about, well, against the Jets, the same Miami, you know, Henne had, what, 400 yards passing against the Jets?
300, but okay.
Yeah.
360, I believe he
360.
Had.
And I think the Patriots did better.
Yeah, because Henne didn't play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. He got pulled.
But I'm talking about if you add all the yards up, even the yards that Thigpen got.
He didn't get any. He threw a pick to Jared Page.
Well, the offense I'm talking about.
Okay, that's offense.
That's the offense.
But you don't think that they completed any passes in the fourth quarter?
I don't think he had more than 15 yards passing. Thigpen. I'm just guessing. I think he was 2 for 6 for 15 yards. I don't want to be held to that if it's wrong, but
okay.
I think that's what I remembered.
All right.
I think he was 2 for 6.
Well, I just remember I remember they continued catching passes in the fourth quarter because the Patriots were giving the middle of the field. I mean, it was
I'm looking
true.
It up right
what
now.
About the middle of the field in the first three quarters?
It was true prevent. We were just talking about the overall success of the Miami offense. And I'm saying it wasn't as great as people think it was. It wasn't
no,
the
because
first
they turned
half.
The ball over four right. times.
But that's part of not having success.
I know, but who's saying the Miami Dolphins offense was great Monday
yeah,
night?
I've,
it stunk.
I haven't heard
they
that.
Shot themselves in the foot. Brandon Marshall said it seven times.
And the Patriots get no
of course they get all
no,
the credit
no
for
credit.
That, Fred.
Well, you're not giving them any.
All I said was they didn't get garbage yards. That's the only thing I said. I give the Patriots all the credit. Rob Ninkovich took the ball away. That was a great diving
That's
interception.
Right. That's right.
So who play. Took that away from him?
And as Andy said, they blocked the punt. They blocked the field goal, which, you know, a 53-yard field goal is, you know, tantamount to a stop, especially when in the beginning they were driving
the
ball up.
2 for 6 for 15 yards. I was right.
You know,
with an interception.
Oh, you had it in front of you. I didn't
that's his season stat.
He got
so.
Lucky that oh. he hasn't played, so.
Yeah. 2 for 6 for 16 yards.
Yep, 2 for 6 for 15 yards and a pick.
And a pick. So they didn't rack up
what
yards.
What was his rating?
Doesn't have it on here.
Oh. 2.8.
John in L.A. says, when the Monster Viking situation came to a head, easy, Andy, would there have been any communication between Bill and Brady about it? I realize there's a
Tom's
clear
a
delineation and Belichick doesn't go and ask permission from anyone.
Tom's a player.
But I
yeah.
think he'd want to give number 12 a heads up or even get his thoughts, if not his blessing,
I doubt
on
it.
The possibility of dealing away his QB's number one weapon. Any insight?
Tom's a player.
Yeah.
That's what Bill
Tom
said.
Doesn't make personnel decisions.
Tom's a player.
So you're saying he wasn't talked
wasn't to, consulted beforehand.
According to Bill.
We're giving you Bill's answer.
That's
Tom
Bill's
doesn't
answer.
Make personnel decisions.
Tom's a player. I'm sure once the trade was made, there was an announcement. Maybe he went up to him personally afterwards, but in the lead up to the decision, no.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because
that's
he's a player.
I understand, but you don't think that he was told we're going to do this? I'm not saying, what
told?
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Told,
after the decision was made.
No, prior.
Just like
prior.
I think all other 50s
But after
were.
The decision was made.
After the decision was made.
Oh, yeah. But
we're trading him.
Right, right.
Did Tom find out by reading the ESPN scroll?
No.
Probably not.
Before the trade happened, do you think Tom Brady was told it was going to happen?
Yes. Just like I think Vince Wilfork was, and yeah. Gerard Mayo and leaders.
Well,
and
I don't think all of them were, but I think Tom Brady
was. Those are your
was.
Captains. I was listing your captains for you. Yeah. I think those people are told.
Yeah, I agree.
Bill
I
tells
think
us
told.
He leans on his captains. He talks to them. He uses them as litmus tests
but
for
based
how
things on, are
going
to go. Based on the way Bill answered that question today, I don't think he was consulted on the matter.
No, it's the opposite
well,
of...
I don't think so either.
Because
I think that this
you don't
is
ask
Belichick's
the question,
decision.
You don't want to hear the answer to.
Yeah.
Because if you ask Brady, do you want me to keep him on?
Yeah, he'll say hell no. He'll say hell no.
Hell's
right,
no.
Doc.
I don't hear anything.
He'll say,
you know what?
Hell no.
Thank you.
Let me ask you another question. No. Of course, this is everyone's
X.
opinion.
X.
Do you think once he was told about it, what do you think Brady felt about it?
I think he's foolish.
And how do you think he feels about it now?
I think he was.
He may
shocked.
Have been initially initially shocked, and now he's relieved. How's that sound?
Relieved.
Okay. He's relieved. He no longer has to babysit.
Hell no.
Fred, I just want to read you a
can
quote.
Can I finish this email? Just one more paragraph.
Wait. You have no more questions? I like this game. This is like one of those over-under games. I like it.
Really bummed that this had to overshadow what we should be talking about, which
PFW.
Is the fact that we shouldn't be lulled into a false sense of security when it comes to what remains of a young D
Very
that
good.
Gives up a lot of yards.
That's an excellent point. By who is that?
John in L.A.
Good
John,
job, John.
John, be careful. Fred's going to yell at you.
I think
John actually being objective
will work hard
good
to
stuff,
be as
John.
Good as we can be. How do you feel about that quote?
Working hard to be as good as we can be?
I think we'll work hard to be as good as we can be. That's the
Andy
post-Moss
really,
era.
Andy's really picking apart the semantics.
Yeah,
that's really
a, between the – this is usually what I do.
Yeah.
That's a realistic assessment of what they're
going
to be doing.
When it's a major issue and the guy only
forward.
Gives you 6 minutes and 50 seconds, I think you kind of really look at the words and what he says. I think we'll work hard to be as good as we can be.
Fabrizio from Italy.
What's
I think
there?
The Lions work hard to be as
hey,
good
buongiorno.
As they can be, too.
Hey.
But, I'm concerned.
Hey, Benny.
But you don't think he would have said that we will work hard to be as good as we can be with
Randy
Moss?
Fred has to have his hand out.
Como sta?
So basically your
his
problem is with the
touching
talent
all
level
other
that's
fingers.
Left behind.
Now just shake it like this,
not
Fred,
with
and
what
you'll
Bill
be
said.
Perfect. There you go.
Yeah, but I...
Hey, guys.
Andy's conflicted.
I am
Andy conflicted.
I am definitely conflicted. Concerned.
Andy Hart conflicted.
You don't have concerns, Fred?
About what? I'm not listening.
I feel like it's total.
I'm trying to read
an email from Italy.
Well, this is kind of a pretty big issue here.
All right,
Fred.
What is it?
No, I'm just saying the whole Moss thing is kind of, it's a lot of layers.
Am I concerned?
Yeah.
I was concerned before.
That's my point.
I'm with
I was concerned when they had the best receiver in football.
But now I feel like they dealt with a situation that they had to deal with, and let's move on.
Yeah, I'm with Fred.
But does moving on involve winning?
We'll see.
This year.
I don't know if...
I don't know
with
if
Moss,
staying
if
put
winning
involved
meant winning,
winning this year.
You know?
But does it mean winning less without him?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay. That's honest.
All right.
I mean,
that's fine.
You know?
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
You have absolutely no idea.
I'm sticking
okay,
with
I want your one loss total right now, and has it changed?
I'm sticking, I'm sticking with what I said, 11-5.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my 10-6. I was asked the question yesterday,
how
and that's what I said.
How do you take away from a team that everybody says is offensive?
How do you
driven,
take away Tom Brady and still finish 11-5? They
it's
did
an
it.
Aberration against a bad schedule.
I'm gonna play Andy Hart
Josh
here.
Josh McDaniels.
Well, I mean, I just have a lot of respect for Bill Belichick, Fred, I guess. I mean, other people might not have that same
that's
kind of
right.
respect. I guess I have a lot of respect
yeah.
for Bill Belichick.
But a week ago, people were
just
arguing
on me a little while ago.
You're more there's more pressure on Tom Brady in the offense than ever.
Would
you've got to score 30 points
Andy,
to win.
Andy,
everybody believes Moss
I
is the biggest.
I understand it, but would you agree that on this team right now, the dynamic has totally changed?
Of course.
As
okay,
has
so,
the talent.
So now, you know, A does not, you know, automatically turn into B now. It's everything has been scrambled. So now guys might step up that maybe weren't going to step up before. You don't know.
A touchdown a game for four seasons.
You don't know, but
you're exaggerating remain, again.
Maybe.
Me?
Yeah, it's only 50 and 52
right.
games.
Maybe.
That's like .987
right.
or something.
But maybe, you know, something happens.
Casey O'Connell
that,
did the stat. It'd be .987 touchdowns per game as a Patriot.
Because of this move, maybe something happens that wouldn't have happened otherwise. You don't know.
So you're going my butterfly effect theory.
Exactly.
Straws, grasping.
Yeah. Well, I'm not grasping straws.
Yeah, no, I'm not grasping.
He agreed with me.
No, I mean...
I will agree with you that the offense is not as good today.
I feel like I'm arguing the same thing I did about Wes Welker last, the first week of January when I said you took the best offensive player, or one of, from the offense.
What do you have, four touchdowns?
Well, Moss had three. No, change it to three. What do you have, three touchdowns?
What do you have, a touchdown a game?
I didn't have a catch in the last game.
I just, that's great. That's great. I think they're going to score enough points. They won't score as many as they would have, but I think, you know, to beat.
Right.
The concern is
no different than it was before Moss. It's the defense.
The concern is bigger. You're not going to score as many.
I agree with that, but I still think that they have enough offense to beat.
They're going to have to do it
a number. You know, the Chicago's, the Cleveland's, the Detroit's.
They're
going
to have to grind it out a lot.
I think they'll beat those teams.
Color me concerned about that.
Yeah, I know.
I think when defenses no longer think Moss, I think it changes everything.
It does.
I don't know what this offense in Westbrook.
It does. It changes
everything. I think the offense
is
going to take a hit. I do.
Ultimate faith in Tom Brady. I think he'll find the open receiver if there are open receivers.
Yeah.
That's my problem. The second part of that.
Listen, can they find any fewer open receivers than
they
had in 2006?
Wes Welker openly says, "I'm nowhere near 100%. I'm not at 100%." So now he's your best receiver.
He said he's not at 100%. Did he say he's nowhere near 100%?
Maybe exaggerate. Whatever.
Right, but let's just say that.
And he hates his brace.
Andy, let's put it a different way.
Shut up.
Let's say before the season, we know for certainty that Aaron Hernandez is going to be what he is now. Gronkowski is going to be what he is now.
Yes.
And there was no Randy Moss.
Do you think that
the offense would be okay?
I have no idea.
What's okay?
I don't know how those guys are treated with safety.
You know, competitive in an NFL offense. Like,
I was
not the number one scoring offense.
I was confident.
I was confident
that they would be able to score 30 to 40 points a game, most games this year
with
Moss.
Right.
I'm not that confident that they can do that anymore.
But how bad do you think they're going
to
get?
But you had two games
low
that you 20s. Scored 38 points
low
in.
Low to mid-20s.
Freddie.
21 to 24
Andy's
points a
point
game.
Point is you had two games out of the first 3 weeks that you scored 38 points and you needed them. You needed pretty much all of them.
You only get 31 now. If
right.
I take away
right.
one
and if you
per
take
game
away
off,
a little bit,
that one,
now
you're in trouble.
By the way, the answer to your question is, and I'm not supposed to do this according to Teddy Bruschi, but you give me the offense with Tom Brady, I think he's going to be competitive NFL offense.
Right. Yeah.
You have a great quarterback.
That's the way I look back to 06.
But I don't know if competitive is good enough.
Because of the defense.
When they didn't have a great defense in 06, by the way, and we remember how that season ended. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll admit, that defense was better than what we have right now.
It sure was.
But they didn't have open receiver. How many times did we say, you know what, Brady just didn't have anybody open there? Just didn't have, and they went 12-4.
Right.
They found a way to score enough points to win. I know it was.
They were a couple plays from going to the Super Bowl.
Let's also look at the schedule.
The schedule's tough. I don't think there's any denying that. This is a tough schedule.
I'm talking about offenses, defense, matchups, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Colts,
there's
the
Bill,
Chargers,
Bill right now
the Ravens.
Andy, this is going to be interesting. I'll be watching.
Interesting doesn't mean good. People were lulled into believing interesting is good because Matt Castle was able to elite.
Anyway, can I finish Fabrizio's?
Sometimes interesting
you
is you go on a seven
I'd like to finish
streak.
Fabrizio's email, if
why
I may.
Why you got to talk with
you guys have been lulled into a false sense of security because of Matt Castle.
Again, because you're Italian, it's okay to make fun of him.
What you think about trading for Jabbar Gaffney? He wrote it, not me. He's 29, knows the system, he could get on track. Now, why would Denver trade
him? I think Denver likes him.
I know, he's doing well there.
Yeah. And their passing offense has been
and he was a,
100
he was
receivers
a,
left and right.
It's another one of those teams that turned it over to the running game.
Okay, the last thing this team needs is another complimentary receiver, which is what Jabbar Gaffney was when he was here. They need a number one receiver. They don't have that. They don't have that yet.
Brandon Tate.
Well, by default. I mean, they don't have a legitimate number one.
They don't
one
have
threat.
An outside guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jabbar Gaffney was
and
a complimentary guy.
Usually your outside guy is your number one receiver. You can't have a slot guy as a number one receiver.
Yeah. You're going to be in much trouble if you do that long
term. Where Troy Brown was a slot guy and your number one receiver.
That's true. The original slot machine.
And if Welker can have 120 catches and Hernandez can keep doing his, you know, five or six a game and Gronkowski can catch touchdowns, I'm fine with it. You're right. The offense will probably be borderline good enough.
A lot more ifs than there were a few days ago.
We started the year with a ton of ifs. We talked about all the ifs.
Oh, boy. Andy Hart really on edge.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good.
Daniel says fan against fan crime from Daniel of Costa Rica. To the fan that said he is afraid of the Pats not being as good as they were Monday offense didn't score half of the points, boyo, use another example, because as long as I've been watching football, and special teams points count the same as the ones on offense.
You didn't listen to John's email, because that was exactly his point, is that they scored a lot of points on defense and special teams that you can't necessarily count on a weekly basis. Do you know they've scored 35 points on returns already?
Yeah, and didn't Bill tell us?
Plus, I would say 42 points, counting the block punt that they set up on
Bill
the 15-yard
line. Bill
told
us opening day you can't count on those points that come on in right. defense after Guyton and Tate scored.
They've had two kickoff returns, two interception returns,
you know what I could pencil in?
Return.
Look, 0.987 touchdowns per game.
I'll make the statement right here.
Penciled it in.
The Patriots, have no chance this year unless the defense gets better.
I agree.
That's it. That's the end.
And when I say no chance, and I think when you say no chance,
playoffs,
you need to get where you
Super Bowl.
Right. You can win games because you can always outscore
better,
teams.
And you took away that advantage by trading Moss. That's my point. I agree with the guy earlier.
If the defense gets better, then I'm happy because I think they have a good enough offense.
Even if they're losing.
No.
Instead of losing, my point is you could take away the gain with a loss.
Are you trying to kill him? Is that what you're trying to do?
Look at it.
Yeah, you can just step it up for every statement
Freddie,
I make.
I don't know,
you know?
Why no. He thinks it's okay that he can just get in these arguments with you. I find it very disrespectful.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Chris from Irvin, California says, do you think Moss will be as gracious at his press conference as Bill was during his?
I hope not. I just want to be entertained.
I actually, you know what? I know people are going to be surprised. I don't think he'll say anything too outrageous.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Not yet.
I don't think he'll say. I don't think he'll be derogatory about the Patriots.
No, I don't.
He might give. He might have one of those straight cash homie kind of lines.
Yeah, I think
you know, like
you
know, hell, I'm Randy Moss
will be the right one. But sometimes, even when he has the right overall message, like opening day for 16 minutes, other stuff seeps in from the sides.
I think that he might say something that's self-serving, like you know. You guys are going to see things that you haven't seen, or you guys remember the old Moss is back, or something like that. But I don't think he'll take shots at the Patriots. I think he'll be gracious.
He'll say
about the Patriots the way Bill was gracious about Randy.
All I can say, Paul, is I'm looking forward to Halloween. That's what he's going to say.
Do you think he'll moon the fans?
I think you need more work on that one.
Yeah,
that one's terrible.
A little deeper.
You think he'll moon the fans on the 31st?
No.
I thought that was great. You know, people.
The most
I still think that was
funny. I thought it was funny.
Thanks to Jack Buck.
I
the
think
most overrated
Joe Buck.
Yeah, he was offended. Oh, my God.
Wrong Buck.
Jack Buck said, that offended me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, and then squirting the ref with the water. Who cares? That was
fun. Oh,
that was. Really?
Yeah, that was childish.
You can't assault the officials.
Yeah.
You don't think he was having fun with that?
No.
He was mad.
He was mad.
No, he was fine.
No, it doesn't
First
matter.
First of
what
all,
he
Fred,
is,
Fred, he's not on the team anymore.
It didn't
you
happen.
Once told me
it didn't happen when he was on.
If I was a ref, I would have laughed.
It didn't happen when it was a Patriot.
Would not.
And no, you wouldn't have laughed that off.
Of course I
would. No, you would not.
He was mad about a call.
So what?
He squirted him with water.
So what?
Are we doing picks?
On the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. I'll defend Randy. Tyrone in Delaware is on the line. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, man, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, you know what?
What?
Andy might call me cuckoo again, but you know what? You guys know I've been critical of Kraft and Belichick. But you know what? I like this move.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you why.
Tell us. Preach it.
Let me go. I like Randy Moss. But you know what pisses me off with him sometimes? He doesn't, like, you don't want to go through the middle. You got to organize plays for him. You know what I'm saying? I think with Brandon Tate or whoever, they're going to create a little bit of mystery because, you know, when Moss there, you know, put a safety up top and you go shut that side of the field down. And like I said, Moss, he's a good player, but he just don't have that, like, that Steve Smith attitude. And especially with Revis and, you know, the other kid from Carolina was calling Moss, like, giving up on plays. There got to be some truth to that. So I'm not really upset that Moss is gone. I'm thinking this is going to make it better. Why? The offensive line, which he's a little suspect at times, don't have to hold blocks that long now. You know, Tom Brady can methodically go out and field. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have to hold blocks as long. I really don't think it's going to be much of a problem. Matter of fact, I was listening to Playbook on NFL Network, and Sterling Sharp, I agree with the sentiment. He said they're going to miss a beat. So, I'm not really upset about the move. What I was upset about is Richard Seymour going last year. But I was upset about that. But this one...
I remember that, Tyrone. You were upset.
I'm very. But this one,
you were right.
I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic.
I'm with
not
you.
I am. Gloom and gloom like everybody.
Ted, serious. I'm not that worried about the offense. I'm not. I'm with Tyrone.
All right, Tyrone. Thanks. I like right. it. I like it. Voice of reason, Tyrone from Delaware. Helen in Virginia writes in, the people who favor the Moss trade are quick to point out two things. One, Brady has won 3 rings without Moss. And two, the Pats still have the best slot receiver in the game in number 83. There are a couple things that we are sort of glossing over, however. Fact, we've never seen Welker play at an elite level without a deep threat on the other side. In fact, Tom Brady has never won a ring with a below-average defense.
Correct.
Fact, the Patriots have a below-average defense as of right now.
Correct.
That being said, I suppose that the Patriots could overcome the loss of number 12 in 2008, then they can overcome this.
Fiction.
Different circumstances.
Fiction. I would say they didn't overcome the loss of Brady when they didn't make the playoffs.
But by the win-based formula, they had 11 wins. So
we really do, Fred, in all seriousness.
Paul's flawed win-based formula.
We need to get to the picks right now because we need to get out of here.
Out loud.
We need to get out of here at 2. So
or a little before 2.
You know what? I forgot it was Thursday. My clock is all screwed up because of the Monday night game. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so Paul, it's a Thursday. That's really kind of a Wednesday.
While I pull up the NFL.com so I can get the correct order of games, why don't you tell us what happened?
And you can skip over the Patriots game.
Last week, I was the winner. I am the winner. I was 9-5.
Even picking the Dolphins.
Everybody else was 8-6. With the spread, I was also the winner at 8-6. Fred was 7-7. Andy and Eric were 6-8.
I suck.
For the season.
So is overall, the Kenyan dead?
Overall Kenyan leader dead. Is Eric at 38-24, followed by me at 35-27, Andy at 34-28, and Fred at 33-29. With the spread, however, it's reversed. Fred is in the lead, 33-24-5, followed by Andy and I at 29-28-5. And then,
and as we know, the spread
Eric,
is what makes a man.
28-29-5.
The spread so is there what you makes go. A man.
Right.
I thought it was the amount of chest hair that they had coming out of the top of their shirt.
Jeez.
Good, Jason.
Did you just go through puberty there again? Your voice cracked them.
By the way, can you check
sounds like
the,
Peter Brady.
The Belichick press conference for a self-serving reason? When he said Randy and how much he loved him, I think he stumbled and didn't really say the R, and it sounded like Andy, and I could get a nice soundbite out of that.
Unbelievable. Egomaniac.
All right.
Really?
I got a lot of respect.
All right, Paul, let's start off with Jacksonville at Buffalo. Jacksonville coming off a huge win against the Colts.
It was Del Rio.
Pick 'em.
Pick 'em.
Pick 'em.
What?
I can't pick 'em without the spread.
Oh, there's no spread.
It's a toss up.
I will take the Buffalo Bills under Ryan Fitzpatrick to win at home.
Really?
This is they got so lucky game, last week. They threw a pick that didn't get picked. That's the only reason they won. The Jags stink. Del Rio's done. Move
kicked
on.
A 59-yard field goal to win. I guess it didn't count, though. Okay.
Bills are terrible.
You think, field goals don't count. You think it's a layup score that all field goals are alike.
No, my point was they allowed a 10-place drive that didn't result in
We got to hurry. Yeah, got
to
hurry.
According to fans, though, the Bills will be playing without Lee Evans.
I don't think I don't think they'll go 0-16, but I don't think this is the week they get their first win. I'll take Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'll take Buffalo, too. I think they're a better team. I think Jacksonville stinks.
Spill
I think
up.
They have the thing over the Colts that's weird. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
They always play them really tough. This time they beat them. I don't understand
I'm
that.
I'm with Paul because
Jacksonville stinks.
I think this
Buffalo.
Is a letdown game for Jacksonville. I think they reached the high of their season last week. Denver at Baltimore.
Bump, bump, bump. Ravens by 7.
I will take the Ravens to win... But I'm going to take the points.
This is a big tape game for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Mm. What?
Big tape game.
Oh, because their offense their against offense. The Ravens'
yeah,
defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, Fred.
Now, you meant that, right? I didn't
no,
take you somewhere.
This is the perfect team for it to be playing Baltimore.
He meant, no, the players are injured. They got to tape up a lot.
I think the Ravens are the better football team, but I don't know. They're just not clicking. I don't think they're as good yet as I think they're going to be. So I'll take those points.
I don't think they're as good yet as they're going to be either, but they will win, and I do think they'll cover at home.
I'm going to take Baltimore, and I'm going to take the points with Denver as well. Two reasons. One, I don't think, as they said, that Baltimore is clicking, and the second thing is Denver throws the ball 55 times a game, and you'll get 400-plus yards against that Ravens secondary.
I'm with Paul. That. I'm going to split it down the middle. Ravens win, but this is the game that gives all the Patriots fans hope going into next week that, oh, Ravens are, you know, vulnerable. We can beat them. Kansas City.
So,
So are they covering or not?
Did you pick Baltimore to win or not?
Baltimore wins, but they don't cover.
Okay.
Did you pick Baltimore to win or not?
I thought I misheard him because then he said it's going to give Patriots fans hope.
I said I'm splitting it down the middle.
Yeah, but the Ravens win.
So the Ravens would be 4-1.
Right. Ravens win, but they don't cover. They do not cover. Denver makes it a close game, and Patriots fans are like, okay.
They'll be really excited about the fact that they have a 4-1 team coming
in. It's all right.
Beat last January.
Indy by 8.
Indy by 8, Kansas City.
Kansas City
going
at Indy.
To the Colts.
Kansas City gets their first loss. They do not cover. Indy wins easy. I think Peyton's going to be fired up after that loss.
Yeah.
Fired up.
I agree. Big points by Indy. Not many by Kansas City. Indy wins.
It's funny because I was listening to the NFL on the Sirius, and even the Kansas City fans are like, you know, we're going to relish being 3-0 for now because
they're the last undefeated team. Right.
Is there any chance that Kansas City wins this game and finally you say, maybe they're just good this year?
No.
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 If they win this game.
If they win this game. If they win this game.
Maybe I'm wrong. A couple years ago when Buffalo started out 5-0 and 6-0, they're not that good. They're not that good.
That's a good analogy.
I'm not sure about that because I think Kansas City has good young players.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're there yet. If they continue to get big plays from like McCluster, it's going to be 0-1 Patriots. You're going to point each week to, wow, they got that play and that play, and that's the difference.
Some young playmakers on defense.
And Castle needs to at Barry some point be good. Castle needs to be their leader at some point.
What's the kid's name? Brandon Flowers made some big plays for them.
By all accounts,
Derek Johnson playing
well. He
should
now be in the conversation. If you're going to list, you know, top 3 or 4 corners in the league, Flowers should be in the conversation.
So I got the Colts anyway.
Me too. And cover. Green Bay goes to Washington.
And
Washington,
the Redskins,
Packers by 2.5.
Oh, easy, win and cover. They kick ass.
I agree.
Redskins are not that good.
They aren't.
They
should have
lost last week.
Did you hear
they
Dan
controlled
Snyder
the game until they should have lost?
Did you hear Dan Snyder last week, or might have been earlier this week? Said, "Look, I've made. You know, at some point, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say I made a lot of mistakes. You know, and he's taking it all on himself that he has made mistakes and."
I think he made another one. He hired Shanahan.
I went with Green Bay both times.
I agree.
Paul.
I've never been impressed with Shanahan.
No. He used to be good.
Yeah, when he had Elway.
Right.
He's won one playoff game without Elway in his career. I'll take Green Bay as well.
The Pack.
Cleanmaker.
Green Bay.
What playoff game was that they won without Elway?
The one I predicted.
That's correct.
The one they shouldn't have won.
Who shouldn't have won?
Green Bay.
Denver. They squeaked by.
The refs gave him that game.
They squeaked by 14.
The refs gave him that game.
And it's the next game, Freddie.
St. Louis at Detroit.
St. Louis. No, I'm sorry. Detroit by 3.
Detroit playing hard, playing close, but not winning. I'd love to pick them, but.
Is the quarterback back this game?
He might be playing.
Oh. Either way, I'll take the better quarterback. The real number one overall pick.
Here we go.
The Sanchez. Who now is being widely regarded as soon to be
special,
the best quarterback in the game, the Frankenstein, the perfect quarterback, special.
Who's saying that?
Who's saying that?
Who said it first is most important.
Oh,
that's
God.
The most important.
All right, we got to make picks. We got to make picks. I'll take Detroit to win at home.
Yeah.
What was it? 3.5.
3.
Can you guys stop that? I don't know why they're really bad.
I'll take them to cover.
Eric really
I'll take
likes
them
that.
To cover.
Yeah, it sounds gay.
I'm gonna take Detroit as well. I hate the fact that St. Louis. St. Louis is kind of the team I'm rooting for right now because they've been so bad and they have the new quarterback and they got some things going on. I wish they weren't playing Detroit because I'm rooting for Detroit too.
Me too. Yeah, Detroit. I want
to
root for them.
And I like the way the Lions have played. They've had a chance to win every game, and I think they're gonna win this one at home.
Yeah, Detroit. Chicago goes to Carolina.
Ooh.
Chicago coming off
the
just a
Jay
Cutler-less
game. The Jay Cutler-less Bears are favored by 2.5.
Playing?
No.
Not going to play?
Todd Collins.
Ooh.
So even though he went to practice yesterday, they've decided
he
that was
up,
it?
That they put a thing up that said Todd Collins is all his stats and everything.
Does he know that he's dizzy and has
he's
headaches
not been
from
cleared.
The drinking and not from the hit? It's the
Walpole's finest, Todd Collins.
What's
Fraud Collins. 2.5. Bears by 2.5. I don't want to say hate because I know you don't like that. You think it's Gave.
This is a terrible game without Cutler. I'd pick the Bears.
It's a terrible game with Cutler.
No, because I think he's this
I
is one of his cheap
they put
wins.
Up, they put up the.
I'll take the Bears in case he plays.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not taking Jimmy Clausen.
That's
what Lawson is.
I'll take the Bears to win. What's the? They'll cover. They'll cover.
Well, yeah, I'm going to take Carolina just because I think Todd Collins is playing. So
well, Carolina's not going to be playing with Steve Smith because he's going to be traded to the Patriots as well. So
you
I'll take
to
Chicago.
Say that about Detroit, Calvin Johnson. Right?
Yeah, the Patriots are going to break out the 9 wide receiver offense.
No, I'll just say it's a low scoring game and Chicago wins. Tampa Bay at Cincinnati.
Who will be playing without Ocho Cinco? Because
He's coming.
He'll be traded.
Bengals by 6.5 at home.
I'll take the Bengals to win. At home and cover. I hate
Me
the
too.
Bucks.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals, too. I think they bounced back after a terrible loss last week.
Me, too. Atlanta at Cleveland.
Cleveland at home.
Matty Ice.
Cleveland getting 3 at home.
Cleveland, another team playing tough, whatever. I'll just take the more talented good team, even though it's on the road against
Atlanta.
The
yeah, me, too.
Yeah, I'm going to take Cleveland here. I think they run the ball right down a terrible run defense.
I was just going to say
at
wow.
home.
Cleveland
wow.
has
Peyton Hillis.
Cleveland
Jay
has
Harrison.
More stones.
The Hillis going on out
he
there.
He is a downhillis runner.
Yeah. What do you got, Freddie?
Cleveland. Cleveland
so
has
it's Atlanta
the stones.
Atlanta for the first two. You guys are going too fast for me.
Yeah, ATL.
Well,
and I say CLE.
I say GY. Clubs. Taurus.
You know.
Whoa!
Ford Taurus is one of the best-selling cars of all time.
And no longer a sponsor. Toyota is
there. Oh, sorry. They don't have a Taurus.
What's the next game?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still Sunday at 1.
But they have a Twitter feed, though, right?
Easy.
Twitter?
Easy.
Tweeter?
Stop.
You know
New
next.
York Giants travel to Texas.
Water.
Houston.
Oh.
To take up on the Texans.
Houston by 3.
Who are they playing?
Giants.
Giants, bit of a letdown. My guess is they're not going to get to Matt Schaub the way they got to
they won't.
Jay Cutler. And is Andre Johnson playing?
I don't know. I assume.
I thought you were the injury guy. You told me Cutler's not
but
playing.
But only because ESPN had
well, Johnson
a big thing
play
with Todd
last
Collins.
Week, right?
He did not. He did not play last week.
No. Terrible injury guy.
He was out.
I'm not an injury guy.
I'll take Houston. They're the better team.
Me too.
What's his name? He sits out the first quarter and still has 143 yards rushing or whatever. The guy I thought's Arian Foster.
Arian Foster
have a 78-yard touchdown.
I don't care. You can't take those away, Paul. They count.
No, I'm just saying.
Just as much as
53-yard
field goals
yards tend to pile up when
count.
You do that.
What do you got,
no, not according to you.
I think the Giants win this game.
I like Houston this game. Big. Yeah. With Brian Cushing coming back. Big.
I think
he'll
the Giants
be
follow
up to play.
They found their mojo. Once again, Tom Coughlin saves his job.
Kind of laughed at all of us for picking the Giants last week against Chicago, if you recall. What?
I don't actually. I have a terrible memory.
New Orleans at Arizona. New Orleans by 6.5.
The Max Hall era.
I'm supposed to do that, Paul.
Oh, God, that's right.
Max Hall won't get it done because while he has Larry Fitzgerald, he doesn't have his brother-in-law to throw to. And
I
that's
thought
all
Fitzgerald
he did
was getting traded here.
Well, he either way, he won't have him then. Whatever. But Max Hall stinks. The Cardinals' passing attack stinks.
What sandwich is that?
And the Saints.
It was erroneously ordered for me by Kevin.
You don't want it?
No, because I had
meat.
It last week and it was not very good. So
you don't like meat?
And he wouldn't let us order today because you know. You
so
can
you're
eat the fries.
This is basically a boycott right here. What I'm looking at.
No,
this.
He brought his lunch.
I brought
perfectly
my lunch.
Perfectly good
thankfully.
Sandwich, and you're going to boycott it.
No, he's going to.
It's not perfectly good. That's why I'm boycotting it. If it were perfectly
of
good,
all,
I would have eaten it.
Of all people to get their nose
I know.
Out of joint.
You, who takes one bite out of things and throws
do you
it
want,
away.
You want a slice of pizza
no,
so you
thanks.
Can take a bite and throw the rest
it's,
away?
It's Kobe. You like the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Kobe. Tell me how.
All right.
Spiraled out of control, you guys. Can you bring it, reel it back?
I'm waiting for Eric to pick the game.
I said New Orleans.
Yeah, I think it says here one of these weeks New Orleans is actually going to blow somebody out, and this is going to be the week.
What's the spread?
6.5.
6-0?
Yeah, I'll take the Saints. Tennessee at Dallas. Tennessee at Dallas.
Dallas by 6.5. Interesting interconference matchup.
Against the former Houston Oilers?
And the former Houston resident,
mm-hmm.
Vince Young, star. I'll take the Cowboys. I don't know why. I hate taking the Cowboys when I think it's a competitive game because I really have no faith in their competitive
and
game.
Romo.
I love seeing them lose.
But I think they're the better team. They're at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take them.
Me too. That's the reason. They're at home. They'll play better there.
Well,
I'll take
interview.
I'll take Dallas to win, but I'm going to take Tennessee to cover for part what Andy just said.
Competitive?
Yeah, the competitive juices for Dallas. I don't see them.
I got to take the Cowboys in this game. All right, San Diego at Oakland.
San Diego.
Chargers looking to match the Patriots
Go!
For that longest winning streak over the same team. Favored by 6.5. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 6. Flat 6.
Flat 6?
Go f*** yourself. Diego?
San Diego, number one in the NFL in?
Offense.
And?
Defense.
Yes. So wow. I'll take them to beat the Raiders.
Yeah, unfortunately, they've allowed three touchdown returns on two kicks. And
special
punt.
Teams, where are
I
they?
I did my little stat 30 skinning, seconds? And I was stunned to see they were number one in both.
They're going
to
win.
And that heads up to a 2-2 record.
Right.
They'll win by 14 to 17 points. San Diego.
I agree. They generally.
You know, that helps.
They have tough games with pick. Oakland once in a while, but for the most part, I think they lay the lumber.
What's Richard Seymour doing?
Yeah, I think.
Getting all big and stiff.
I think Oakland covers, but San Diego wins. Philadelphia, this is the Sunday night game, goes to San Francisco.
We'll skip over the Patriots bye week.
Yep.
I'm sorry. San Francisco by 3.5.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll take San Francisco.
Tough game to,
so
tough
Vic,
game to call.
Vic's out?
Yeah.
Vic's definitely out.
Yeah.
Right now, life hurts for him, reportedly.
I mean, I
can't even breathe and move or sleep.
Did you pick this?
I just took San Diego. I mean, San Francisco.
I don't like this game, but I think San Francisco's going to get a win, given all the problems Philly's having.
Beginning their march to Dallas.
No, just beginning their march home after the game.
I think San Francisco wins, too. There's a lot of turmoil in Philadelphia.
I think there is, but you know what, Kevin? Just because Kevin Cobb has a good game, and now it, you know, makes it even more.
Augments the controversy? Yeah.
You know who I don't like? DeSean Jackson.
So I go with Philadelphia.
Or DeSean.
As a person or a player?
Just... The way he talked this offseason in the transition from McNabb to Cobb and then from Cobb to Vic, he wears those ugly shirts with the little straps on the shoulders that I don't care for. Everything about him just rubs me the wrong
way. DeSean Jackson.
Don't like his look. Don't like his attitude. Seems like a punk.
Okay. And finally, Monday night, Minnesota plays the Jets, and boy,
I can't freaking
wait. Is ESPN loving this or what?
Oh, I can't wait for the press release that says how many records they broke.
Oh, yeah. And Randy might break some himself. You see the logo, Fred? They already have the Moss. I'm assuming it's an old.
It's the old
Minnesota
Moss with
picture,
the 84.
But it's already the Monday Night Football graphic.
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Because they're going to give him the 84
ESPN
back.
ESPN loving every second of this one.
It was a pretty big game before, too.
Right.
I mean, you had Favre going back to play the Jets.
We got Rex Ryan sitting down to talk about the fact that Moss was traded to the team he's playing.
Now you got the whole New England market, which is.
Jets by four.
He only thinks it's gamesmanship if they actually trade him back next week, he said. Jets by four, not enough.
Wouldn't that be something?
Not this game's at home, right?
We can't deal with them. You guys have them back.
This game's in Minnesota, right?
No. Meadowlands. Meadowlands.
The new Giants Stadium.
You know what?
The new Meadowlands Stadium.
It doesn't
Giants
matter.
Stadium. New Meadowlands.
Randy Moss, as I predicted
Giants
earlier,
stadium
is going to put on a show
you don't like the Jets?
Like he's never put on before over the next month. 12 touchdowns in four games will happen. It starts against Durrell. Oh, you crossed the goal line. My hamstring hurts. Revis. And he puts on a show
Monday
night.
But don't you think that Revis has a lot of stones to be calling out Moss?
Yeah, I just mocked Revis for being a poo-na-ni.
No, I know, but you would think after that game he would keep his mouth shut, but he just doesn't.
He's the same as Moss.
One play.
Those guys are, that's what they
he's
are.
He's owned them for 2 years.
They don't
years
keep their mouths shut.
Revis
corners
has.
And
Yeah. So why wouldn't you call him out?
I don't know.
I will take Minnesota to win this game.
Yeah, I like the Jets, and I like them big.
Really?
I think they blow them right off the field. I do. I think Minnesota stinks. I'm sorry. I think their offense is inept.
I'm with you, Paul.
I think this is a desperation move by them. I think
agree
it'll probably help in the short term. But
I agree.
Their offense is in shambles.
I agree.
And
it
it's
won't
largely
be this
because
week
of Eric's boy. Who do you got?
Jets.
Yeah.
Jets.
Not Eric's boy.
But
Cox.
You know who
so
I'll
you
be
laughed
rooting
at me and took the same
no the
team
way
I,
you looked at me, like, you know, this is funny. Funny how.
Even when we forget about picks, we have enough time to get picks in.
John Rook is here because the playbook is next. Hey, John.
Fred.
You're
you
Natalie
get,
dressed right
did you
now
get the job? Yeah, unfortunately, this was to pay respects to someone who passed.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I was looking. As soon as he walked in, I was like, what are you
guys,
crazy?
You know
that
I wouldn't dress like this normally.
It's a, it's
so
a black suit.
You guys are aware that the owner of the Pawtucket Red Sox
oh, that was
Ben
Mondo.
Mondo.
Yeah,
yes,
away,
at 85.
So I was at his funeral today. And it was a veritable who's who of professional
oh, I'm
sports
sure
in there today. So.
That's why, most of the people that showed up did.
Probably. But I remember a long time ago, right after I was let go from my first television contract back in the early 90s, Ben basically created a broadcast position for me, and I've never forgotten him.
Oh, wow.
Never
nice
forgotten him for that. So it was the least I could do to go pay my respects.
Is there anybody that doesn't like him? Seems like one
I've
of the more roundly
heard
loved
no
men on the planet.
I've never even heard anybody say, well, you know, there was something that he said or did that annoyed me.
Everybody loves him. He's the universally loved.
Well, it's because he used a kid. You know, his name is his middle initial is G. Nobody knows what his middle initial stands for. And so last 10, 12, 15 years or so, his wife started to kid him that it stood for generosity. And so that was basically the homily at the Mass today. What they were talking about was how G really stood for generosity. The man was just as generous as maybe any human being I've ever met. And so those people in professional sports today are very,
and he had
very rare.
Opportunities to sell the team.
Oh,
and,
he had offers coming out the wazoo. I mean, you got to realize he made his living. I didn't mean to get off on this, but since you guys asked here, he made his living up until the time he retired, very young man. He retired in his 50s. And he made his living basically buying up bankrupt properties and flipping them. Well, the Paw Sox were bankrupt in 1977. An old decrepit McCoy Stadium, except he didn't flip that one. He kept it. And look at what he built it into. He built it into basically the preeminent minor league baseball franchise in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and you can still get to a game for
$6. Is that
right?
Like, I mean,
$6
around here, but it's one of the best in the whole country.
They still average now. They're in the top five or six nationally in minor league attendance. I mean, they push 700,000 in attendance.
So, see, Andy, some good things do come out of Rhode Island.
So, I would say that McCoy Stadium is as much, you know, drivel comes out of that state. That is an oasis.
Oh, that is clearly one of the gems of Rhode Island.
McCoy Stadium is.
And he was one of the gems.
Absolutely.
That's why it was a gem.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, not everybody in Rhode Island is corrupt.
I could do. I'm
one good guy.
Well, I think that was a worthwhile.
I agree. Yeah.
So, John, how do you feel?
I got to tell you guys.
Okay.
I've been 24 hours.
Feeling better?
Yes. I've come down off of the ledge. I really have.
So you were the guy on the ledge.
I'm Andy and I are on the same page.
Honestly, no. I've had a lot of time to look back on this. You know, I really sat and thought about this long and hard. I had a nice discussion with my 15-year-old son, who I love to kick things off with because to me. That is, yes, that's correct, Austin.
He's the voice of the family.
You know, kids are great, though, because they're just all raw emotion, and they don't mince words. They just get right to the heart of the matter.
Kind of like Fred.
Well, okay.
Yeah, like he said, all kids.
We should have more people like that, to be honest with you. But I kicked it off of him, and he goes, you know, Dad, if Randy Moss was a bad influence, or if the coach was tired or was scared of him being a bad influence, he needed to go. And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
I said, it doesn't make this a better football team on the field. But then again, we don't know what kind of football team this would have been if Bad Randy had continued to basically force himself on everybody else in the clubhouse and in the locker room. We don't know. So to that regard, I said, you know what? That makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. And while I still don't believe that this football team is better now than it was 2 days ago on the field, maybe, just maybe, you know, we have to give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt here because there's so much that was going on that we just were not privy to.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bill Belichick is smart enough to know that Randy Moss is a great player.
Yeah.
So he had his reasons. And,
You know, and Bill said as much anyway. But don't you find it strange, though, that he called that press conference to begin with today?
Well,
because that's very out of character for Bill. Let me tell you something else that I thought was out of character as I listened to it, okay? When he immediately opened up and started talking about how we've won more games than anybody else in the NFL.
Huge.
You know, during the time we've been here. He's never said that before.
Yeah, these guys said the same thing. Yeah.
I thought that was the most interesting thing in the press conference.
Absolutely.
It wasn't even Moss related, really.
110% correct. That one, I mean, when he said that, I'm like, I almost pulled over. I was driving. I was listening on the radio. I'm like, whoa, that's huge for him.
Yeah.
So I said,
as soon as it was over.
There was something to his letting Randy go that we'll never know about.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because
it is
story.
Unfortunate.
It's bigger than
any
one guy. And that's the message that he keeps trying to tell everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, and if you let one guy do what you think he's about to do, then you know,
I wish we still had good Randy, but it appears that good Randy had left us.
Sure.
And unbeknownst to us, good Randy was already long gone, and so all we were left with was bad Randy, and so I'd rather not have bad Randy because he ended up bad Randy in Minnesota, he ended up bad Randy in Oakland, didn't want to deal with bad Randy here in New England.
I heard somebody say on the radio today, a caller, and I thought it was very good, they always say that boat owners, the best 2 days to be a boat owner are the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
That's a great analogy.
It's kind of Randy Moss. You're so pumped, and then it ends poorly. It's
perfect analogy. I agree
with
that.
I like that whole 07 season. That was pretty good.
The whole thing?
Well, except for the end.
Well, but you know what? Though, we weren't going to get that with Bad Randy.
But we can.
And if it was Bad Randy, we weren't going to get that. Randy, so if we couldn't approach what we had in 07, it's time to say see ya.
We got to go. John's up. As for us, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Great cash, homie.
All the way sound.
I can't speak that language, buddy, but just tell him we said what's up, man. We appreciate the support. That's awesome.